Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. Questions can be sent to 877-726-8255. Call any time during the week, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those questions in a few moments, and we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about a remarkable new attribute of melatonin. Melatonin we tend to associate with sleep, but there's more to melatonin than just a sleep aid. Also, yet another consequence of nanoplastics, microplastics that are in our environment, can be associated with all kinds of harmful changes in the body, including the acceleration of our aging. We talked about that last hour. Yet another problem associated with these ubiquitous particles in our environment. And this item has to do with a new disease definition. Okay, we got the familiar diseases. We've got hypertension. We've got diabetes. We've got cardiovascular disease, and on it goes. There soon will be a new official disease definition, clinical obesity. And you may say, well, that's not new. You know, everybody knows that overweight people are more prone to illness. But this is a shift in our view of obesity, defined as a, quote, condition of excess adiposity. All right, so who among us does not have some excess adiposity, some extraneous fat cells that render us overweight? Very few people these days are normal weight. It's a minority of individuals now. Over 60% of Americans are considered overweight, and that's by conservative estimates that are quite lenient. So this has some implications, okay? Because once you establish something as a disease, well, it earns a right to be treated medically. It is no longer a lifestyle problem, okay? We could say that underactivity is a lifestyle problem, but is underactivity a disease? Well, it hasn't gotten an official disease designation. Otherwise, people would get free memberships in gyms to alleviate underactivity, right? It would be something that government programs would subsidize. And insurers would subsidize. Some do, but it's only the more generous minority that do so. So with moving obesity into a disease designation, we now open up the possibility that it is a medical problem that is to be treated with medication. And we already have a raft of new medications. We have currently at least four: Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound, that are extraordinarily effective at helping people achieve weight loss, but they're super expensive. And the head of Novo Nordisk was recently called on the carpet in front of Congress. He flew over from his home country of Denmark to face the withering criticism of Bernie Sanders, who said, "How can you guys be making billions and billions of dollars off the backs of poor Americans who are expending extraordinary amounts for your medications? You got to cut the prices of your drugs." And the Danish guy just shrugged his shoulders and said, "Hey, you know, research and development is very expensive, and we earned it, and, you know, we're doing the best we can, but these drugs are expensive." But by making obesity a disease, we now enter the possibility where insurers and Medicare not only will opt in some circumstances to cover these medications, but will be forced in virtually all circumstances to give these medications to anyone who's even a little bit overweight. Now they have some criteria. You have to meet the criteria. You have to have a body mass index above a certain level, or you certainly, if you have diabetes or an obesity-related condition, and who doesn't have, you know, potentially an obesity-related condition if you're overweight, the doctor has to kind of sing for your meal, you know, get a pre-authorization for the use of an expensive drug. But this is going to place extraordinary burdens on Medicare and on insurance companies, but who cares, right? Because the money flows and nobody asks where it comes from. This introduces the possibility that in the future, thin, fit people will be subsidizing enormous medical costs for overweight, unfit people, which is kind of a moral dilemma for our healthcare system. Should people not be incentivized to maintain healthy diets and to exercise? And by no means am I suggesting that diet and exercise is the answer in all cases to overweight, because it most certainly isn't. During my medical career, I've met scores of patients who do the best they can with diet and exercise and still can't achieve optimal weight. So this is kind of a slow creep towards medicalization of a condition that was once thought to be a moral failing. Certainly it isn't in many cases, but we are removing the moral risk of poor lifestyle habits by, in effect, subsidizing treatments to reverse the effects of poor diets and lack of physical activity for millions, tens of millions, and perhaps ultimately hundreds of millions of Americans. It's an interesting, brave new world that we're entering with these weight loss drugs. 877-726-8255, our number, and as you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, which is drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health: Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. And we talked about K2 last hour and an unexpected benefit, which is that it could reduce nocturnal leg cramps. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health in a variety of ways by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, as well as promoting healthy vascular structures. For more information and order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer premium dietary supplements. It's one of my favorite brands, and I take their products and frequently recommend them. So 877-726-8255 is our number. Let's hear one of our calls.
Wanted to know your opinion if I should be concerned. Just to give you a heads up, there was a routine urinalysis, and they did find, I'm assuming it means white blood count, esteres, and it is on the abnormal range of 1+. Wanted to know if you think that I should be concerned about that. Also, they found a trace of occult blood, and the RBC was also 3, in the range of 3-10. Just wanted to know your opinion if I should be really concerned about them finding that, or if it's due to a urinary tract infection that maybe I might have. Just, again, wanted your opinion to see how concerned I should be.
Okay, so this is an instance of what is called asymptomatic bacteriuria. The things that you mentioned, this is from a urinalysis, a routine urine test, are indications that there may be a very low-grade infection. So asymptomatic, no symptoms, bacti, that stands for bacteria, in the urine, bacteriuria. And so this condition is benign, but it may be a prelude to urinary tract infection. So even, you know, when you have some red blood cells, that also is a concern and generally results in a bit of a workup to see, you know, not so much, you know, the white blood cells, that would be urinary tract infection. You can get red blood cells with a urinary tract infection, but you can also get red blood cells with some kind of kidney problem or some kind of bladder problem. And usually that results in a referral to a urologist to get checked out. So your doctor may or may not decide to do that. I don't know what your medical history is, whether, you know, they're confident that there's no other problems. But what about asymptomatic bacteria? If it's not bothering you, what's the problem? Well, number one, it could develop into a urinary tract infection. It could even develop into a kidney infection, which is potentially very dangerous. Does it merit giving you antibiotics? Well, no, because, you know, the old adage is don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Keep your powder dry. You don't want to shoot your wad on powerful antibiotics unnecessarily to quell a very minor infection because you may really need those antibiotics if a serious infection occurs. You'll develop antibiotic resistance. But there's also a suggestion that folks who have what's called asymptomatic bacteria are at higher risk of dying. Not from that, but just that it's a sign of generalized, you know, just like inability to get up out of a chair, generalized weakness or frailty. It is a bit of a concomitant of aging that portends a little bit of a downward decline. And so, you know, get it checked out. Consider using something like D-mannose to clean your urine, you know, a teaspoon or two daily. Has a beneficial effect on very low-grade infections, a preventive effect on urinary tract infections. That may be worth trying. But, you know, follow up with your doctor on this finding because I'm not, you know, he or she can put it into proper context and order any additional tests that you may need or treatments. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness.
And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
A strange sight rolled through St. Stephen, Minnesota last Saturday morning. A convoy of dozens of vintage military vehicles stopped right across from the Church of St. Stephen on the way to New Orleans. About 30 vehicles are participating in the Military Vehicle Preservation Association convoy. Drivers and passengers will spend October retracing the historic 1918 Jefferson Highway route from the Minnesota border to New Orleans, driving more than 2,500 miles in 30 days at about 35 miles per hour.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Get ready for everything you need to know about the 2024 election, the candidates, the campaigns, and the factors that everyone seems to be ignoring.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Anytime during the program or during the week, call it,
record a question, or speak to me directly. This item, yet another problem associated with nanoplastics. So we talk about the ubiquity of these plastic breakdown products in our environment. And it used to be thought that, well, the problem with plastics is all the compounds they exude, like bisphenol A, that are harmful. But it's actually the plastics themselves that are so tiny, the particles, because through wave action in the ocean and in the soil, they break down, but they don't go away. They're forever particles. Plastic is notoriously difficult to degrade. It is not biodegradable. So yet another problem. Nanoplastics can reduce the effectiveness of antibiotics. Researchers at the University of Vienna looked at the impact of the presence of nanoplastics on the effectiveness of the antibiotic tetracycline. And so they found that nanoplastic particles can bind tetracycline and thus impair the effectiveness of the antibiotic. The binding was particularly strong with nylon. And these days, lots and lots of nylon clothing, you know, these synthetic fabrics. They said the micro and nanoplastic load is around 5 times higher in these areas than outdoors, in indoor environments. And nylon is one of the reasons for this. It is released from textiles and enters the body via respiration. The particles are so small that you breathe them in. This item, high levels of omega-3 may protect against cancer. Fish oil supplements could help guard against the overall risk of developing cancer. Big study, 250,000 people. They found that higher levels of omega-3 were associated with a lower risk of developing cancer. Participants with higher levels of omega-3s had lower rates of colon, stomach, and lung cancer, in addition to lower rates of other digestive tract cancers. So big study out of the UK, over 250,000 people followed for more than a decade. And omega-3 levels proved protective against development of cancer. This published in the International Journal of Cancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Our number in this is Intelligent Medicine.
Crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Children's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And we're going to take one of your recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I was wondering, why is lanisterol not a treatment for cataracts in the United States where it is legal all over the rest of the world? Thank you.
Okay, so we're talking here about a treatment for cataracts. And the idea is that as you age and as you're exposed to environmental pollutants and sunlight, the transparency of the lens in the eye opacifies. And the result is that your vision becomes blurry and dimmed. You lose color sensitivity. And ultimately, you may need cataract surgery. And these surgeries are so popular, you know, virtually anybody who was the age of 90 is going to undergo cataract surgery. So if you've ever seen some of these infomercials where they show, like, old cars with, like, sort of, you know, dim, not very transparent headlights, and they apply some remarkable compound to the outside of the headlights, and then the headlights become all of a sudden clear again. You know, I'm a little skeptical about those advertisements, haven't tried those products. Besides, I wonder what kind of harmful chemicals are in whatever compounds can transform opaque plastic into clear plastic, you know, some sort of crazy solvent. The idea that we can use some kind of drops to reverse cataracts is very appealing because a lot of people, you know, they don't want to go into cataract surgery. I mean, it's on the eye. It's kind of icky to have a surgery on your eye, although it's very easy these days. It's very successful. Side effects are minimal, usually. I mean, there's always side effects with any kind of procedure, but they've got it down now, so it's fairly routine. It can be done at any age, so you don't have to be in good cardiovascular shape to have that kind of surgery. The idea is that we can apply some drops to the eyes, like maybe antioxidant drops. It's been suggested that N-acetylcarnitine can be helpful. And it's also been suggested that lanosterol can be helpful. Now, lanosterol is a sterol, and it sounds a little like cholesterol, right? So it turns out that the lens of the eye is pretty rich in sterols, including cholesterol. And an article came out, a study came out in 2015. Chinese researchers found that using lanosterol eye drops could prevent and reverse protein aggregation in lenses, which can reduce cataract formation. This is 2015. Okay, so it turns out that lanosterol is very rich in the lens, and it's not clear exactly how it works. They say it may work by coating some of these protein aggregates, making them water-soluble again, sort of like changing the conformation of these proteins so that they become transparent again, okay? Well, it's kind of a tall order because, like, when you take egg white and you put it in the pan, it opacifies. How do you make that go back? Well, applying heat is a form of applying oxidative stress to the proteins in the egg white, and then the egg white cross-links and changes and becomes opaque. So how do you reverse that? Well, you can't. I mean, it'd be great if you could, but it'd be kind of a magic trick. Okay, so 2015, I kind of launched the lanosterol fervor. And in many parts of the world, lanosterol is available. Why? Because there's, frankly, less regulatory stringency in many parts of the world. Not because it works, but just because the regulatory folks aren't clamping down on it. They say, well, you know, there was a study in 2015, maybe it works. But here's the problem. Big study, 2019, they evaluated this in Nature, which is, you know, one of the preeminent scientific journals. We actually quoted from Nature last hour when we talked about benefits of urolithin A. So, you know, not every study is credible. You know, like the study from 2015, I don't know, maybe it was a little bit half-baked and maybe not such a prominent journal. And maybe the fix was on to produce the study in some kind of corrupt way. But then they reevaluated this in 2019 in Nature with an article entitled Failure of Oxysterols Such as Lanosterol to Restore Lens Clarity from Cataracts. And, you know, they did it several ways. They did it in vitro, you know, by taking lenses and putting them into incubation in a test tube with lanosterol, and it didn't work. And they've also done some human trials, and they found that using these drops for a period of time did not improve vision in animals or humans. And it's kind of interesting because it got me reading this article. And here's an interesting sidelight when I read the article. It turns out because the lens of the eye contains a lot of cholesterol, it says here that the first cholesterol-lowering drug associated with irreversible cataract formation was a drug called triperinol. It's not available anymore because it's side effects. This compound inhibited cholesterol synthesis, and the result was that it made cataracts worse. And actually, they say, according to studies, and they cite several, cataract formation is also developed with other cholesterol lowering agents such as statins and fibrates. These are drugs that are currently in use and approved and have not been taken off the market because of their potential to somewhat increase the risk of cataracts. Now, I'm not saying that everybody who takes a statin is going to go blind, but a lot of these people, you know, millions and millions of people taking statins, and a lot of people who are undergoing cataract surgery, they might have, under ordinary circumstances, with or without the statins, undergone cataract surgery. But statins inhibit cholesterol biosynthesis, and therefore there is the potential that cataract formation is induced by statins because of some chemical changes that occur in the lens of the eye. There's kind of an interesting sidelight to that. So lanisterol, according to the latest studies, not very effective. I mean, you know, give it a try. But they are working on this. This is the subject of ongoing research. And they really want this to happen. So research outfits are looking at the potential for substances that can be used as eye drops, not very successfully to this point, but it may be that at some point we'll crack the code for changing the folding of the proteins that are altered in cataract formation and unfold the folding that causes the lens of the eye to become opaque. It's kind of holy grail of ophthalmological research, anti-cataract drops. Folks, are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. You can get it by ordering from timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. And the way you do that is use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. We talked about it last hour. This item, melatonin suppresses osteoporosis. Wow. Yet another attribute of melatonin. Melatonin used as a sleep aid and as something that is a time setter for people suffering from jet lag. Also, we know that melatonin may have anti-cancer effects, especially when it comes to breast cancer. That issue was raised when it was found that night shift working females had a higher rate of breast cancer, possibly because they're under artificial light at night, which suppresses the production of melatonin. In the darkness, when you're sleeping in a dark room, melatonin production increases. Melatonin is associated with darkness, and if you spend a lot of time under incandescent lights, you'll suppress your melatonin production. Okay, so this one, melatonin suppresses estrogen deficiency-induced osteoporosis. And there are studies that suggest that melatonin can have an impact on bone. They say melatonin has a direct effect on bone remodeling by promoting osteogenesis and suppressing osteoclastogenesis. In other words, the bone building is emphasized and it suppresses the bone breakdown. It also regulates the biological rhythm of bone tissue, which benefits its osteogenic effect. Melatonin participates in the modulation of the bone microenvironment. It reduces something called NLRP, which is actually a target for Prolia. Prolia works on NLRP pathways. So they say here, this is, again, a review article, which goes over all the ways that melatonin can be helpful for osteoporosis. They say they propose it as an alternative drug for osteoporosis, which can improve the gut ecology, remodel microbiota composition, works on the GI tract, regulate substance absorption, and maintain metabolic balance, all of which are helpful to the health of bone structure. Based on the evidence in this review, melatonin will play a more important role in the diagnosis, prevention, and treatment of postmenopausal osteoporosis. So, yeah, melatonin, and I take it in the form of sleep gummies from CB Sciences. It has a little melatonin. It also has some CBD. and other natural substances which induce deeper sleep. So I'm getting my melatonin, which hopefully will have a beneficial effect on my bones. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Gaming can be a lot of fun, especially when the whole family is in on it, which is why you may want to check out the multi-console game Sonic Superstars. Tech and gaming expert Mario Armstrong has more on the latest from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Who doesn't love Sonic the Hedgehog? Like, when I think of Sonic the Hedgehog, I think of, like, fast action, moving quickly, lots of fun. And so with Sonic Superstars, it's the newest game for the Sonic the Hedgehog franchise. And in this one, you're going to speed through new terrain. There's new environments, incredible 3D graphics. But you also can play as all four characters. So like Sonic or Tails or Knuckles or Amy. And their job is to really stop the evil Dr. Eggman. That means four people can play at the same time, which is really a lot of fun for the whole family.
And you can play it on PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and PC.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America. Parents are under attack. We're being marginalized and kept in the dark by an education system that believes it is better at raising our children than we are. Nothing is farther from the truth. No one loves a child more than her parents, and no one knows a child and what she needs better than her parents. At the Leadership Institute, we're taking back education and putting parents back in the driver's seat. The Leadership Institute is traveling the country and empowering parents and concerned citizens with information, training, and resources to get involved in their local education systems and hold school boards accountable. Whether you're interested in running for school board or just wanted to make your voice heard, we can help. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about our resources. That's leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy as the seasons change while keeping costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples, so just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's hear one of our phone calls.
My question is about when to take certain vitamins. I know that D, E, A, and K are fat-soluble, so I take them in the evening after a meal with fat. But I also take a lot of minerals like potassium, zinc, selenium, and now I've added chromium. And I'm thoroughly confused about taking all of these at the same time if there's a problem with minerals. And I also know that things like vitamin C are fat-soluble. I mean, not fat-soluble, water-soluble. So should they be taken with certain minerals and CoQ10 and alpha-lipoic acid? And if there's a book out there that anybody's written that goes through this litany of vitamins and when to take them so that they're the most absorbable, I'd appreciate knowing about it.
Okay, so interesting question about the timing of taking certain supplements. And I would say if there's a book written that tells you precisely about the timing of different supplements, be wary of that book, because don't think that we have scientifically demonstrated that the timing of supplementation is especially crucial. There are some potential interferences between calcium and magnesium, for example, but they're often prescribed together. There, you know, maybe a little bit of interference, like a 10% interference, but if you take enough calcium and enough magnesium, it'll get through. There is also the notion that some, I've heard it broken down this way, that some are anabolic, so you should take them in the morning, and others are catabolic, and you should take them in the evening. That has been somewhat debunked. It's kind of a nice gimmick to provide you with AM and PM vitamins. It's also, as you mentioned, and, you know, I think you're very knowledgeable about this, there are water-soluble vitamins. That doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take them with lots and lots of water. The water that's present in food or in a meal should suffice, as most meals are not, you know, desiccated sand bereft of any water content. The fat-soluble nutrients like A, D, E, K, and also the omega-3s and things like coenzyme Q10, these are fat-soluble, meaning that they're actually better absorbed when you take them with some fat. So, for example, you know, when you want to take advantage of the beneficial carotenoids, which are fat-soluble in your spinach or your collard greens, you know, sauté them. Sauté them with a little bit of oil, and that will liberate their beneficial compounds. When you, make tomato sauce, make it with some olive oil, you know, so that it'll liberate the lycopene, which is fat soluble. But when it comes to, worrying about the timing of the supplements, I got to say that, you know, I'm like an expert in all of these things, and I just throw them all together, you know, and maybe
you know, be proven wrong. But over, you know, many decades of looking at this, I've looked at various schema that purport to tell you when to take different things and how to, you know, separate them out and, you know, take different things six times during the day. I just find it more creating OCD than offering any additional benefit. You know, I will say if you're taking like amino acids for brain health, maybe take them away from other supplements or food that could interfere with their absorption. But that's, I think, an exception to the rule. 877-726-8255, our number. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. You know, we talked about Urolithin A earlier. Here's another one that's I always included in my morning shake. Wrote about it in our newsletter. It's a necessary ingredient for me on a daily basis. I add some NT Factor to my shake. It blends nicely. Now that we're in cold and flu season, there's an additional benefit. NT Factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants vitamin C and D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com for that BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. And just so you know that you should be eating your fruits and vegetables, if you've got liver disease, fatty liver, this study, and by the way, very common condition among Americans, very much associated with overweight, metabolic syndrome, fatty liver, a flavonoid-rich diet is associated with lower risk and improved imaging in fatty liver. Big study among 121,000 adults, 40 to 69. Flavonoid intake improved the appearance of fatty liver. So consider dietary flavonoids. You know, also get it from things like green tea. Thanks very much for joining us. A reminder, you can get supplements via DearHoffmanStore.com. Go to DearHoffman.com for everything related to intelligent medicine, including great podcasts, interviews that I conduct, along with articles. Subscribe to our newsletter and follow us on social media. We're on X and we're on Facebook. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of...
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Southern California firefighters gain ground on a wildfire that's ravaged more than 130 structures. Evacuation orders have been downgraded to warnings for residents in several areas of Ventura County. On the East Coast, one person is killed battling a fire. Julie Walker has more.
A New York Parks employee dies fighting one of several wildfires in the New Jersey-New York area amid dry conditions that have prompted air quality warnings. Police say they're investigating the death of 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a Parks and Recreation aide killed Saturday in the Jennings Creek wildfire. Meanwhile, health advisories are out for both states for unhealthy air due to smoke from the fires. And in Ocean County, New Jersey, prosecutors charged a man with arson for allegedly starting a Jackson Township wildfire after magnesium shards from his shotgun ignited combustibles. The firing of this type of ammunition is prohibited. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden will go over the top issues with President Trump during their meeting at the White House this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the list includes both domestic and foreign policy issues. A setback in ceasefire talks for the Middle East, Karen Shamas explains.
Qatar says it has suspended its key mediation efforts between Hamas and Israel. The announcement comes after growing frustration with the lack of progress on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. But one official said that Qatar is highly likely to return to the efforts if both sides show serious political willingness to reach a deal. It's not immediately clear whether the remaining Hamas leadership hosted by Qatar must leave. A U.S. official says the Biden administration informed Qatar 2 weeks ago that the continued operation of the Hamas office in Doha was no longer useful. I'm Karen Shamas.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
How would you define your
life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A new federal ruling on an Illinois gun ban.
A federal judge has overturned an Illinois ban on semi-automatic weapons. U.S. District Judge Stephen P. McGlynn's ruling says the decision applies universally, not just to the lawsuit's plaintiffs. The ruling leans on recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings that have strictly interpreted the Second Amendment right to keep and bear firearms. The Protect Illinois Communities Act bans AR-15 rifles and similar guns, large-capacity magazines, and an assortment of attachments, largely in response to the 2022 Independence Day shooting at a parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A FEMA employee is out of work after ordering a disaster relief team to skip homes with Trump yard signs. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called it reprehensible. The employee was fired. The incident referred to the Office of Special Counsel. Governor Ron DeSantis also investigating. News and analysis at townhall.com. Wall Street returns to work this week on the heels of a powerful reelection week.
Mr. Trump's pending return to the White House has investors anticipating lower taxes and deregulation. The market also welcomed the convincing nature of the Trump victory, putting to rest fears of a long, drawn-out process before the race was finally settled. The Dow and the S&P gained more than 4.5% on the week, while the Nasdaq advanced almost 6%. For the Dow and the S&P, last week brought the largest single-day percentage gain in 2 years. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Pentagon will challenge a recent ruling regarding the plea deals of several 9/11 terrorists. In July, prosecutors announced three of the men would get plea deals, allowing them to escape the death penalty. After an uproar, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin decided to invalidate those plea deals. A military court overruled him. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have an awesome program on tap. My friend and special guest in studio, he's Mr. Mark Squires. You know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
I always look forward to my time on Senior Care Live. It's always such a fun time.
It is. It is. And you're loaded today with some pretty significant information. So let me just let the listening audience know, in Kansas City or anywhere in the country, this is the phone number. Definitely going to want to write it down, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And, Mark, time's flying. We're less than a month away.
We are in the middle of it, and in less than a month, the Medicare annual election period will come to a close. It'll be over. And the reason I want to bring that up is because people, you know, I get it, we're busy, we just, you know, a lot of people are like, well, after the election, you know, after the holidays,
yeah,
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, the great Medicare people I know in this country are what we're dealing with now is very full calendars. It doesn't mean we don't have time for the listener, but what it does mean is the listeners probably need to pick up the phone or go through the website and reach out to us right away.
Well, if your calendar isn't already full, it's getting there, and it'll be there pretty quickly. So, seriously, do not sit on this. You've already put it off a little bit. Do not put it off any longer.
No, do not. Yes, put it off until the end of Senior Care Live.
Well, that goes without
yes.
saying.
And then you can pick up the phone and call the number, 816-399-4871. Or you can reach out to us through the website at lifewithmedicare.com. And clearly it's the weekend, so we're not there. We're spending time with our families. As soon as one of us gets there on Monday, well, I usually get there about 6 in the morning. I promise I will not call you back at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
But one of my team will call you back and get you scheduled for a review. But seriously, do not wait. We still have calendar openings. I've got several agents on the team. We're all trained the same way. So it doesn't matter if you talk to me or Steve or Stacy or Pat or Patricia or Dwayne or Kathy or Jeb, you're going to get a world-class experience. We can meet you in person at our office. We can do an online meeting via Microsoft Teams, or we can do one over the phone. And, you know, if you have a family member or a friend who is dealing with Medicare, they can reach out to us, too. And here's one I really want to focus in on for a second, Steve. If you have adult children and they want to join the meeting, we're okay with that if you are. We know you change their diaper and you don't take their opinion seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, really it's important for your children to have some understanding of your health insurance, because the truth is, if something happens and they need to know, that's a little late to be getting to know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we welcome them joining a meeting and asking questions. And I know a lot of people probably don't even think about that, but if you have an adult child that wants to do that, we'll try to accommodate their schedule, because they're probably working. Well, if you raised them right, they're working and not living off of you. So very, very good. So yeah, it's time, Steve. We're running out of time quickly. And in fact, I think the next time you and I are together, if you invite me back on, will be after the annual election period, or right at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be right at the tail end. And just to raise my hand, I am the adult child, one of them, of my mom. We went in to see Mark, and Mark, I was really thankful for the really very thorough overview, and it looks like what she has is the best for her. So we ended up after a lengthy discussion and a really great overview and review of everything, she ended up just staying with what she had because that was the best option for her.
She did, and with all the massive changes in Medicare prescription drug coverage for next year, that takes a little bit of time to go through.
Yeah.
But we even got into a long discussion about Medicare and dental and how Medicare doesn't cover dental, and we had a good time. I always enjoy visiting with your mom and you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she loves you to pieces, and so do I. So.
I love you guys, too. So does that mean when you put the turkey on the smoker at Thanksgiving, I'm invited to the house?
I'm not smoking on Thanksgiving. It's just traditional roasted. So
just roasted.
But you can come over.
Come
absolutely.
On, Steve. Put it in the microwave. That'll be fine.
Rubber turkey for Thanksgiving. Yuck.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
This is why they keep us in a studio and don't let us out in public.
That's right. That's right. So new Medicare numbers and ID cards. I'm hearing something about that.
Yes, that's another big one. Approximately 1 million Medicare beneficiaries around the country are receiving new Medicare beneficiary identifier numbers. That's your Medicare number. And a new Medicare card with a new number on it. Way back in 2023, there was a Medicare data breach, and about a million people had their data compromised. So this is how Medicare is dealing with it. So the new ID cards began hitting mailboxes in October of 2024, and there's really no official word as to when the last ID cards are going to be mailed. They haven't told us that. But if you get a new Medicare card, it's the red, white, and blue one. It has your name on it that's spelled correctly, and it'll have a different number than your old one. So if that happens, shred the old one immediately. It is no longer valid, and if you try to get health care using that card, the claim will be denied.
Oh, my.
So
wow.
Get rid of that one. Start using the new one. The next time you go to Dr. Knowsmore, make sure his office staff gets the new Medicare card. If you happen to be on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can just put that card in your safe or your firebox and not worry about it. But it is not a scam, folks. It is real. It's coming from Medicare. And, seriously, do not use that old ID card. Make sure you use the new one. You might want to record your new Medicare number somewhere where you keep your important numbers, but be on the lookout for that. Now, that is not everybody. It's, there's 63 million people on Medicare,
yeah.
So it's a small sampling.
Just a million, yeah.
Right, but it's not like, well, it's only in the states of this and this.
It's everywhere.
It could be you, and so keep an eye on it. I know y'all don't like to check your mail because there's bills in there, but check your mail.
Now, is there really a Dr. Knowsmore?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, true story. I used to live next to a Dr. Bonebreak. Swear to goodness, he's an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Bonebreak, and I'm not even making that up.
I had an orthopedic surgeon after a very severe car accident back in 1992, and his last name was his name was Dr. Zipper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there you go. I don't know if that was an omen or just...
Yeah. Well, and as always, we have these wonderful scammers out there causing trouble. You're always very good about keeping us up on these things.
You know, I think if I ever retire, I'm just going to go out and become a scammer hunter.
That'd
make a great TV series.
Yes, it would.
So if you are wondering if you're going to get one of those new Medicare cards, there's two choices you have. One is check your mail and wait, or you could call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227, and you can ask them if you're one of the people that's going to get it. Now, here's a secret, folks. Medicare is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unless the government is closed for a holiday like the upcoming Veterans Day. But you can call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I promise you, if you call them on Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, they're about as lonely as the customs agent at Kansas City International Airport. So they don't have call quotas in those odd times, so you get a little bit better experience. They're not trying to get you off the phone. But you can call them and ask them if you're one of the people. But here's the thing, and I want you to, if you listen to nothing else we say on Senior Care Live today, please hear this, please. No one is ever going to call you from Medicare to confirm that you received your card.
Hmm.
If you receive a phone call and they're saying, "Hi, Mrs. Johnson, this is Tony from Medicare. I'm just calling to make sure you received your new Medicare ID card. Could you confirm the number that's on it for me?"
Oh, no.
Yeah, that is a scammer. That is a thief. I could say some stronger words, but then the FCC would get mad at us.
Yeah, we'll get in trouble.
So, yeah, so if that does happen, just get the caller ID number, call Medicare, and file a report. They would love to know about this. They are trying very hard to find these scammers and shutting them down. But I promise you, nobody from the government is going to call you and ask you for your ID number. They're the government. They already know it.
That's right. And so the second you said a million people are going to be mailed brand new ID cards, I'm like, oh no, this is the scammers are coming out on that one.
They are. We're already getting reports of it. I've had clients call. Hey, somebody call me and ask me if I got my new Medicare card. Well, I mean, that's an ongoing thing, but this one, it's a little more prolific now. And you know, we have to be ever vigilant. And if you happen to be one of those people like Steve who helps his mom, you have to be extra vigilant for your parents, too.
Well, and we're constantly talking about that. And she said, you know, I got this in the mail or I saw this online. And I talk to my mom every single day. So every time anything like that comes up, I'm like, no, don't do that. or just disregard that. Do not even. And well, I get these Facebook requests for friends. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Do not delete. So
yes.
They're these scumbags are everywhere.
I get them all the time. Myself, especially on our Facebook business pages for the Medicare Whisperer, and you have to be very, very vigilant. And one of the things I've noticed is a lot of them tend to have email addresses that are just a woman's first name and an email account.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That should be a red flag there.
And if it's not coming from, you can see it's so-and-so from yahoo.com or something.
Right.
This is a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can contribute to a health savings account while you're on Medicare. Does that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome,
And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Get ready for everything you need to know about the 2024 election, the candidates, the campaigns, and the factors that everyone seems to be ignoring.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. Now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can contribute to a health savings account while you're on Medicare. Does that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Mark, why is that statement false?
Well, Medicare says that if you are enrolled in any part of Medicare, such as A or B, you may not contribute to a health savings account in your own name. So let's say that you're about to turn 65 and you're getting all the mail and all the calls and everybody's giving you advice, and you're like, I'm going to continue to work and I'm participating in a health savings account at work, but everybody tells me I should sign up for Medicare Part A because it's free. Well, it's not free. You paid for it for 40 years or longer. But again, you go out there, you sign up for Medicare Part A, and the next thing you know, when you go to file your taxes, they're like, wait a minute, you can't do that. You have to pay back 6 months of that.
Ooh.
And so these are things that before you enroll in Medicare, you want to ask questions. Any good Medicare broker who has that conversation with you is going to ask, are you still working? Yes. Does your employer have more than 20 employees? Yes. Are you participating and contributing to a health savings account?
HSA.
If you say yes, we need to have a conversation about that.
I guarantee you 95% of humanity has no clue about that.
They don't.
As a Medicare, just a normal Medicare recipient.
No, they don't. And here's the thing. You can continue to keep your health savings account with the balance that's in there, but you cannot contribute to it. This is where we get that, you know, all the advice your friends give you, especially when it starts with, well, I heard that, fill in the blank. Look, it's probably partially right, which means it's also partially wrong,
mm-hmm.
and could cost you a lot of money in the future. And, you know, sometimes there's ways to tweak those so that you can continue to contribute to the HSA and maybe a spouse's name. But, again, that's a conversation you want to have with a qualified Medicare broker like the team at the Medicare Whisperer.
And if you don't have a qualified Medicare broker, if your Medicare agent has not called you in the last 5 or 10 years, you're not even sure if they're still working in the business, and guess what? That happens every single day, every single year. Reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now, this.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so we have another consumer alert, Mark.
We do. You asked me to bring one, and I brought one. So we talked a couple of months ago about the Inflation Reduction Act. I think it was last month because I remember using air quotes here in the studio.
Oxymoron.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, it was an act.
Yeah.
It was definitely an act.
Yeah, yeah.
But part of the Inflation Reduction Act implements, starting in 2025, a $2,000 maximum out-of-pocket cap on outpatient prescription drug costs to a person on Medicare Part D. Okay, this is great. I mean, if you're taking Eliquis and you're taking Jardiance, well, by golly, you're about July, you're done paying for drugs.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing as a result of that is many of the pharmaceutical companies are now issuing guidance that they are going to tighten up the qualifications for patient assistance for prescription drugs starting in 2025.
Hmm.
Now, these are assistance programs. They're not going away. They're just going to be harder to get. And over the years, we've helped hundreds of our clients get expensive medications for free. Even if it's only for a year or two, it still helps out with making sure they can take their medications and not go broke while they're doing it. So the reason it's a consumer alert is if you are one of those people, if you're taking a prescription medication and you're getting it for free from the pharmaceutical company, I want you Monday morning to get a hold of your prescriber, whatever doctor prescribes it, get a hold of their office and ask them to help you attempt to requalify now as opposed to waiting after the first of the year.
Hmm.
I don't care if you just qualified in August. Try it. If you don't ask, the answer is automatically no, but you may be able to pick it up for another 6 months to a year before you have to start dealing with that. But it's happening. It's real. I'm reading about it every single day. And I don't want somebody to not be able to take their prescription drug, even with the $2,000 cap, just because they can't afford it.
I'll guarantee you 95% of all humanity, they don't know that as well. Act on this one, folks. It could save you literally thousands and thousands of dollars.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. That one really caught me off guard. So who knew that the Inflation Reduction Act that was supposed to be very helpful, et cetera, could cause such a negative ripple effect? And it's gonna cost people either a lot of money or they'll go without their medicine.
They typically will either self-adjust their medication.
Which is not good.
No, it's not good. Or they will just stop taking it. And that's not good. If your doctor says you need to take it, you need to take it. And unfortunately, the world is changing now. Of course, we talked about cost smoothing a couple of months ago, and you can those archived episodes are available.
Yep, online and anywhere you get your podcasts.
That's right. So you can go back and listen to that one if you want to. But again, I want to iterate, they're not going away. They're just going to be more difficult to get involved with.
And then there's a low-income subsidy.
Oh, one of my favorite topics.
Okay.
Steve, you would be shocked at how many people we help every year qualify for this that had absolutely no idea that they qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody says the same thing. Oh, I make too much money. I never qualify for those things. Well,
yeah.
Once again, as my daughter used to say when she was young, if you don't ASK, you'll never GET.
That's a good. Can I borrow that one?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I think I will.
Yeah, you can just tell everybody Emily says. But right now, they haven't come up with a 2025 number. So I'll tell you what it is now. If you are single, you're single and you either file your taxes single or you don't file taxes, if your total household income is under $22,590, you're probably going to qualify for low-income subsidy. And what that means is your cost for prescription drugs will be about $4.90 or less for generics and $12.15 or less for all other drugs on formulary of your plan.
Hmm.
So think about it, Jardiance.
Oh.
$12.15?
Yeah,
that stuff's expensive. Now, if you happen to be married and you file your taxes together, or if you make low enough that you don't have to file taxes, if your household income falls below $30,660, you're probably going to qualify for that low-income subsidy. And it's as easy as going to SSA.gov and applying. All you have to do is type in extra help or calling Social Security at 800-772-1213 and ask them to help you apply. You may even find out that you qualify for a state program to cover the cost of your Medicare Part B premium. Can you imagine, Steve, having an extra $175 in the budget when you're only making $22,000 a year?
Yeah, but it's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
It is, and many people qualify, and they don't even know it. And you know, find out, because it could definitely save you a lot of money and help you take your prescriptions the way you're supposed to.
Well, and then in that way, I mean, you're saving more money. Why would you not do that?
There you go.
I mean, seriously. So if you're learning something, if this is resonating with you and you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I've never heard that. Reach out to Mark and his wonderful team. He is the Medicare Whisperer. Mark Squires, 816-399-4871 in Kansas City and obviously anywhere in the country. That's your phone number, 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. We're going to have a whole lot more with Mark coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm visiting with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. And, Mark, I think what you offer is as good as it gets, but I might be biased because I take my mom to see you, and I've seen you in action. So share with our audience some of the advantages of working with your firm.
Well, you know, Steve, there are thousands of Medicare agents and brokers and places to get your advice, and most of
including Joe Namath and JJ Dynamite,
Martha,
the whole thing. Yeah.
That, and by the way, Martha was my mom's name, but that lady on TV is definitely not my mom.
Yeah,
she's angry.
Yeah.
So the question is, you know, if there's thousands of options, why choose this one?
Yeah.
Most of the people and companies in this business are what I call transaction based. They are there to walk you down a path to get you to say yes, to get you to sign an application, to get a commission. And that is how we get paid. By the way, if you ever want to know, ask. We'll tell you. We have nothing to hide. It's public information.
Yep.
I train my staff all the exact same way, and that is we are relationship-based. Yes, we get paid commission based on transactions, but we start with the relationship. We want a long-term relationship with our clients, and we are by referral only. So if we don't do the job right, people aren't going to tell their friends, family members, and coworkers about what we do. My agents in-house, I've got some external agents that are all 100% commission-based, and I really don't have control over them other than we try to support them and teach them to do the right way. But my in-house agents are salary-based. So that way, if they're going to be late on the car payment or they need to buy baby formula, whatever that is, they're not saying, well, if I don't make this sale, they're commission-based.
Yep.
They are there to form a relationship with our client.
And I think that is so smart. Mm-hmm. I have been in meetings with people in sales, and we're all in sales to some extent, okay?
Right.
But I could tell very clearly they had a car payment on their mind. It was as clear as day. I think it's so smart to put everyone on salary, and you just eliminate that issue. I think it's really smart.
It does. And, you know, we do have a company bonus that people, you know, they participate in. We want them all to do well.
Sure.
And that gets away from doing quotas. You know, well, if you don't sell three this today, you're going to get fired. That's no different than commission.
Yep, that's right.
And we want to remove that pressure. You can tune in and listen to other radio programs. And there's a couple in Kansas City that are talking about Medicare. You can see all the TV commercials. And the thing is, they're all talking about company and product, company and product, company and product, and free dental and free groceries and blah, 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 blah. But none of them are talking about is the human being, the person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the center of it all, is you, the person. How do we make Medicare fit you, as opposed to saying, here's a green box, now stuff yourself into it?
Yeah.
And we just, as long as I run this company and own it, that's the way we're going to do business. We don't charge for Medicare consultations. And if somebody tries to charge you for one, I want to know about it because it's against the law. You know, we told you how we get paid, and I'll be glad to tell you how much we get paid. Granted, I know people all over the country are listening to Senior Care Live, and we do work all over the country, but for our Kansas City folks, we're probably going to see it at the grocery store, maybe the football game, because we are a local point of contact. if you're listening and you happen to call us and you're in an area where we're not licensed to work, I know everybody. I will find somebody for you that works like we do. We have flexibility. We don't believe in one size fits all. Once you meet me, you'll see how big my hands are and you realize I can't buy gloves off the rack. It's the same thing with Medicare. One size fits all does not work.
Yep.
You know, we will remind you to do the periodic reviews that we need to do. We'll advise you on changing coverage. We understand the strengths and weaknesses of your plan, and make no mistake about it, Steve, every plan has strengths and every plan has weaknesses. Wouldn't you rather know about the weaknesses up front?
No doubt.
You know, we sometimes have the ability to find money in risk protection programs. That's what we just talked about, low-income subsidy. That's a big part of what we do. We're not going to pry. We're not going to ask you to bring your tax forms in. But if you want to share with us what your approximate income is, if we think you're going to qualify, we will help you dig into that. And the one that I think is the most important, Steve, and we preach this and we believe it to the core of who we are as a company, lifetime claims support. We always tease and say, we speak Medicare so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you get a bill from a provider and it doesn't make sense, it doesn't look right, or you get your doctor saying Medicare's not paying this, don't do it yourself. Give us a call. If you're a client, we would be glad to step in and help you. We've got Pat Clark. Pat just loves to call insurance companies, and, you know, she gives them the grandma voice.
She likes to argue with them.
She really does.
Yeah.
Some people go deer hunting. Pat goes insurance company hunting and absolutely loves it. But the whole team is there to do that kind of service work. And, frankly, I've been in this business 23 years, and I have not seen this level of service, this concern for the individual client as a human being and as our neighbor any place else that I've looked. And we will continue to be that way.
Well, so this is why I so wholeheartedly – look, I take my own mother in to see Mark. We just did this about a week ago or so, and it was an excellent one-hour consultation. And Mark, you have a commercial that says we might even have some fun. We had a lot of fun on that visit.
Actually, our 1 hour went out to almost two.
Well, my mom likes to talk a little bit. So.
Well, you know, I like talking to your mom.
So reach out to Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871. And that's in Kansas City. It's a KC-based number. But anywhere in the country, that is your number, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And, Mark, we've talked about it before, but the clock is seriously ticking now. Some of the Medicare Advantage plans are going to end. They're going away, and you have, like you said, you have rights and options.
You do. So if you happen to be on one of the myriad of Medicare Advantage plans that are just ending at the end of the year, just ending, boy, the world is your oyster. You have all kinds of options. I could tell you here in Kansas City, our Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City is exiting the Medicare Advantage market altogether. We've helped, and I don't want to sound like a car dealer here.
Yep.
I really don't, but we have helped hundreds, and by hundreds, I mean a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City members find new coverage, and some of them have taken advantage of the option to move to a Medigap policy without answering any health questions.
Yeah, that's right. So if you try to do this under kind of typical circumstances, mm-hmm. and you want to move, you mm-hmm. have to qualify with reasonably good health.
Right.
But this one, it is, you can just switch, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. It's a very unique opportunity.
It is, and it doesn't come up very often, and we have an opportunity in Kansas City, both with the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City, and Aetna had a plan here called the Aetna Smart Fit. Had a $1,200 fitness benefit, and people were buying golf clubs. And they're exiting the market, and we've helped nearly 100 of those members choose new coverage. And, again, some of them have opted to move to a Medigap policy. Now, there's a premium due on a Medigap policy.
Sure.
But in some cases where people are saying, you know what, I just got diagnosed with cancer, this might be a really good option. Take it for a year, get everything fixed, and you may want to go back. You may want to stay with it. Other plans in different regions are dealing with the same thing. Here's a big one. We're seeing this more and more. Employer and retiree coverage changes.
Mm.
The rules are retiree coverage or employer coverage for people over 65. The drug coverage has to be at least as good as Medicare Part D. And for years, we've had waivers on that. But now I'm seeing retirees receive letters saying your employer coverage is not creditable for Medicare Part D purposes, and you have to go get a Medicare Part D drug plan. That could be a problem if you don't know anything about it. If you receive that notice from your employer, honestly, give us a call right away. In fact, as I was coming over here, I heard one of our agents talking to somebody at their desk about this. But if you receive that notice, call us, 816-399-4871. We will at least walk you through it. We'll find out what the letter says and give you some really good advice. But do that ASAP because, you know, Steve, you said the clock's ticking.
Yep.
We're actually using the clock as a fan in the office right now. It's ticking so fast. But we're seeing it just more and more and more. Medicare's changing. It's dramatic. I don't know what the future is going to bring. We just finished with an election. I couldn't tell you what the future is going to bring, but I do know where we're at today, and I do know that my team can help you make Medicare decisions based on your budget, your lifestyle, and your health. How do you want this to work for you? We can make that happen.
And like you said, there's also some changes regarding, you know, HSA contributions.
Yep.
So more and more, I don't know, I'm seeing more and more people work, you know, well past 65, either because A, they have to, they need some little extra income, or B, I don't know if I don't plan on ever stop working. I love what I do. If God blesses me with old age, I'm going to keep working I enjoy what I do. So this is significant. Some of the things that we're talking about here today, Mark, is probably getting your attention. Reach out again, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And stay tuned. We're going to talk a whole lot about a really important and frankly little known veterans benefit that will help you pay for the cost of senior care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
What do you think you want to do with your life?
I am still working on that. You know, every day I'm trying to figure that out. So I don't know if I have an answer for you right now.
What do you really enjoy doing?
I'm a storyteller first and foremost, so I love to write any way I can express myself.
And you're in the engineering business. Any room for a storyteller in your business?
100%. We have to explain our projects and why they are good and what the benefits of them are going to be. So telling that story, articulating it, communicating it in a positive way is absolutely essential.
Darnell, is this opening your eyes to the fact that you're valued?
Ellie, no, it's very refreshing to hear, and I appreciate it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Get ready for everything you need to know about the 2024 election. The candidates, the campaigns, and the factors that everyone seems to be ignoring.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so every year we talk about this Veterans Day. It's coming up Monday, November the 11th. It's a federal holiday in the United States observed annually, again, every November the 11th, honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces. So I definitely want to talk about, and again, Mark, I talk about this several times throughout the year, but the VA aid and attendance benefit is, I think it's still such a little known benefit. You mentioned a lot of people could qualify for some of the things that you had talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of veterans and their surviving spouses could qualify for this. They just don't know about it.
That's right. They don't. And, you wonder how much does Congress put toward funding this program? And what happens to the money that doesn't go out to the veterans who would qualify because they don't know about it? Maybe Congress gets a slush fund.
Well, you never know.
But we don't want Congress to have a slush fund.
Yeah, I'm trying to reduce that slush fund and get that money in the hands of our veterans as a huge thank you for your service. That's what it is.
I've been in the cafeteria in the Russell Building on the Senate side.
Yep.
They have a slushy machine there, so they don't need a slush fund.
That's right. That's right. Well, the VA aid and attendance benefit, what it is, at a high level, financial assistance to help veterans or the surviving spouse of a veteran pay for the high cost of senior care. You must require help with at least two activities of daily living. I'll talk about that in a second, all of this in a minute. There is a service requirement, and we have a financial criteria requirement. So let me jump into this. So for the service requirement, at least 90 consecutive days of active duty, and almost everyone that I've ever talked to served way more than 90 consecutive days. At least one of those days during a period of war. I'll talk about that in just a second. Not dishonorably discharged. So it could be any other type of discharge. Your income on a monthly basis is less than the cost of care, and that's pretty easy to do. That would get you the maximum benefits. So here's a 2024 number. These numbers will be adjusted usually by the COLA rate, which I think is going to be around 2.5%.
2.5.
Yeah. So it, We don't know the exact number, but that's going to be really close. It'll be out December 1. But the 2024 numbers, you can have liquid assets. That's checking, savings, money market, mutual fund, CD, 401k, IRA, that kind of thing. Doesn't include your house, your car, the stuff in your house. Okay, liquid assets, $155,356. That's the number. If you have more than that, you can just pay for your care, and once you come down and hit that number, boom, you've checked that box. There is a three-year look back, so if you gave away $1 million in the last 3 years, that's going to cause you qualification problems. And then as far as the activities of daily living, so if you're doing fine and you sign up for this thing and you, I want the money, it's not for that. You have to be receiving care, paying for care, and then that's what would trigger it. That's one of the boxes. So you need to need help with at least two activities of daily living: bathing, dressing, mobility and transferring, eating, and toileting. So let's say, for example, if you have a home care company coming in, maybe you live in assisted living, definitely if you live in long-term care, you will check at least two of those boxes. Now, here are the official periods of war. A lot of my clients served in World War II. Thank you so much for your service. December 7th, 1941, all the way through December 31st, 1946. One day of your consecutive days of active duty during that period, and you check that box. The Korean War, June 27th, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. And then, Mark, I'm starting to work with some relatively younger clients who served in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. And so that's August the 5th, 1964, all the way out to May the 7th, 1975. Now, in all of those, I have so many people say, Steve, I didn't see wartime. I was in a support role, maybe logistics. It doesn't matter. You served during a period of war. So that's how that works. Now, there is one exception. If you had boots on the ground in Vietnam, your period of war goes all the way back to February 28th, 1961, for the Vietnam War era in service during that time. If you did not have boots on the ground, for everyone else, August the 5th, 1964. Again, all the way out to May 7th, 1975. So here's the drum roll. A single veteran, if you check all the boxes, and so many do, a single veteran could receive a maximum of $2,300 a month. And that's, look, that's a lot of money towards your cost of care. And then I'm only going to touch on that one. And then the surviving spouse of a veteran that checked all the boxes, maximum of $1,478. So let me put that in perspective. A veteran has $150,000 in liquid assets, an income of $3,000 per year. Let's say this veteran lives in assisted living at $7,000 per month. Sorry, I said $3,000 per year. $3,000 per month is the income. Living in assisted living at $7,000 per month, we're short by $4,000 per month, right? So now you're going to draw down that $150,000 without the VA benefit. His or her assets will last for 37 months, just over 3 years. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, his or her assets will last for 88 months, or 7.3 years, more than doubling their time that they're able to afford and live in assisted living. It's a huge, huge, huge deal. Mark, I recommend all of my clients to call the national headquarters of VFW. They happen to be right downtown Kansas City.
They are a beautiful building downtown Kansas City. And, Steve, I consult with a number of veterans every year. Yep. And if aid in attendance is part of the conversation, I give them the exact same advice. Now, you can go to an attorney who specializes in aid in attendance, but the VFW has what we refer to as the backdoor program. It's a little bit quicker than just filling out the form and mailing it to the VA. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And
can you say bureaucracy?
And it's got to get through the post office first.
Yeah.
But, you know, my understanding is that the you do not have to be a member of the VFW.
That's true.
And I believe the last I heard, they were charging the exorbitant fee of nothing.
Zero. It's free of charge. They are there to help you, the veteran, the spouse of a veteran, the family of a veteran, qualify for this benefit and any other benefit you might, you know, that you may qualify for. So the direct line into the department that helps with the aid and assistance program, 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153. If you're driving and you didn't get that, just give me a call at Senior Care Consulting, and I'll take care of that.
Very good. it's good information, and I highly recommend our veterans take advantage of that.
And a lot of financial advisory firms used to offer this, but now they can't.
No, we, as an industry, we kind of got stupid with that, and we were using it as a bait type thing.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The Kremlin may listen to President Trump's proposals for ending the war on Ukraine.
Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow's open to hearing President-elect Donald Trump's proposals on ending the war in Ukraine. Sergei Ryabkov said Moscow and Washington were exchanging signals on Ukraine via closed channels. He did not specify whether the communication was with the current administration or Trump and members of his incoming administration. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, meanwhile, reassured Ukraine of European support during a visit to Kyiv on Saturday. Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone killed one person and wounded at least 13 in the port city of Odessa overnight. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump has spoken via phone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Trump declared the winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election. Bob Agnew reports.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
According to a new survey, black and Latino voters made solid moves towards President Trump in this election, and some of the biggest shifts were among men under the age of 45. Combination of the economy and lack of border security were pinpointed as major setbacks for Democrats. Senator Bernie Sanders says Democrats lost on Election Day because they failed to address the concerns of the working class in an interview on CNN's State of the Union. Sanders said Kamala Harris should have campaigned harder on easing the economic hardships of Americans. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
California air regulators approved changes to a climate program that could raise gas prices.
The California Air Resources Board voted late Friday at the end of a 12-hour meeting to make significant updates to the low-carbon fuel standard, which requires the state to reduce the environmental impact of gas and other transportation fuels by incentivizing producers to cut emissions. Environmental groups have said the program isn't doing enough to support the powering of electric vehicles. The oil industry and state lawmakers have said the agency hasn't been transparent about how the proposal could increase gas prices. I'm Julie Walker.
California farmers have been devoting more land to pistachios, which are seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation. The nut has surged over the past decade to become the state's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value. News and analysis at townhall.com. According to new guidelines, a majority of strokes can be prevented.
According to the CDC, stroke was the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. last year. While more than 500,000 Americans have strokes every year, up to 80% of them may be preventable. The best way to reduce your risk for stroke is also the best way to reduce your risk for many health problems. Eating a healthy diet, exercising, and not smoking. Well, it sounds hard to do. Limit highly processed foods and drinks with a lot of added sugar. I'm Shelley Adler.
FDA is proposing to stop sales of a common ingredient found in most over-the-counter decongestants. Researchers claim that oral phenylephrine doesn't actually work. It's an ingredient in many common cold and flu products, including Tylenol, Benadryl, and also Dayquil. The proposal will begin a six-month waiting period. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It is with great pleasure that I join you for yet another broadcast because we've got lots to talk about this weekend. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we have some interesting stories in store for you. We're going to talk about some of the consequences of microplastics in the news. Lots of plastic waste products around the globe. A new study suggests another serious consequence of our exposure to microplastics. We're doing ourselves in worldwide with our reliance on plastic products. Also, interesting story on vitamin K, and yet another thing that vitamin K can do for us. You'll never guess what. Also, a surprising story on melatonin. What melatonin is capable of helping us with, and omega-3 fatty acids and lots more, plus your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is the way to get through to us during the program or any time during the week. Something should occur to you as a question. You got a health dilemma that you want me to figure out for you, or if you got an experience on the health front that you want to share with our audience, whether it's taking a supplement that's benefited you, whether it's some sort of medical mayhem you may have encountered. 877-726-8255 is the number to call and record a question or comment. Okay, this is an interesting study, and it's gotten a lot of play because it has to do with the pernicious effects of sugar. We know that sugar is bad for you, and there's some people who are saying that people in the sugar industry, and I'm talking about the food industry at large, not just the manufacturers of cane sugar and high fructose corn sugar, they're akin to the tobacco industry. The tobacco industry knew that they were creating a highly addictive product that was deleterious to health, that could kill people, and yet they concealed that, and this may eventually be the basis for tobacco-style litigation against people who knew better than to push this addictive substance on us. Big study, and it takes advantage of an historical anomaly, which is an accident of history. During World War II and thereafter, there was rationing in the UK. If you'll remember, there was the Battle of Britain. Britain was surrounded by U-boats, and food shipments were having a hard time getting through. And so they put the country on rationing. And, oh, besides, they were trying to field an army in Asia and getting ready to reconquer North Africa and Europe. And so priority went to the soldiers. Meat rations and food rations and sugar rations were used to create an army. And so sugar rationing went into effect in January of 1940. That's right around the time of the Blitz, the German bombardment of England. And so the British government began rationing certain foods, including sugar. Adults were limited to just 40 grams of sugar per day, which doesn't mean no sugar. In fact, that's still around 3 tablespoons of sugar per adult per day. And I thought that this was just a wartime thing, but England was so banged up during World War II. And if you talk to some of the older people in England, they recall those times. There were harsh and austere post-war years. The rationing only ended in September of 1953. But after the rationing, folks in the UK began consuming sugar like, you know, people in the rest of the world. Cadbury chocolate bars are a favorite. People in Scotland and in parts of England are notoriously bad when it comes to tooth problems, so they consume a lot of sugar now. Adults now eat around 80 grams of sugar per day, and I think that's, frankly, an underestimate. For reference, 26 grams of sugar in an 8-ounce Coke, 14 grams in a scoop of ice cream. Who can eat just one scoop? So you get the idea. So the article here states how World War II sugar rationing accidentally created a healthier generation. And what they looked at, they have something called the UK Biobank over there, which is a vast repository of data about the health of folks in the United Kingdom. And so figure that some of the people who were adults during World War II, they're probably dead now, right? And we're talking about people who were born in the 1920s. They would have to be nearing 100 years of age. Very few survivors. But the records are still there for people who survived this deprivation into the 1970s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And so they looked at the statistics for people who were born during this critical period, any time between January of 1940 and September of 1953. And they looked at the period of time for 1,000 days during that period. Okay? So results pertain to people who were relatively sugar deprived, but only the first 1,000 days of life. They may have put on the feed bag, and they may have consumed enormous amounts of sugar during the rest of their lives. But what they found was quite interesting. They found that they had a dramatically reduced incidence developing diabetes later in life and high blood pressure decades later. Those who experienced sugar restrictions during their first 1,000 days after conception, get this, had up to 35% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes and 20% less risk of hypertension as adults. This is notwithstanding their diet as adults. They weren't even necessarily on good diets, but during this critical period of infancy and toddlership, you know, roughly the first, I would say, up to ages 2 and a half, they had a dramatically reduced incidence of the very diseases that cause heart attacks, strokes, even cancer, and certainly diabetes takes a toll in and of itself. So fascinating study, and suggest how critical it is to look at early childhood nutrition. Here's another study around the theme of sugar. Efficacy of lifestyle weight loss interventions on regression to normal blood sugar and progression of type 2 diabetes. What they found is that with simple lifestyle changes, people were able to lose anywhere from 1 to 9%. That's not much compared to what these new weight loss drugs can do, 15, 20% of total body weight lost with these drugs over a short period of time, a year or 18 months. What they found was, yes, indeed, kind of a does study, dramatic reduction in progression to type 2 diabetes with a diet modification. And so these are studies that underlie harmful effects of sugar. Here's yet another one that I'll report in our newsletter for next week. Lower blood sugar diet linked to slower brain aging. Okay? The diet in question was what's called the Green Mediterranean Diet. People were instructed to maintain the Green Mediterranean Diet for 18 months. Not necessarily low carb, but low sugar, not a lot of junk, full of beneficial polyphenols from olive oil, fresh fruits and vegetables. Here's what they found. The Green Mediterranean Diet may help slow brain aging by controlling blood sugar levels, benefiting cognitive health in older adults. The study found that lower blood sugar levels were linked to a younger brain age, particularly in regions critical for memory and sensory processing. Remember Grain Brain? This landmark bestseller by my good colleague, Dr. David Perlmutter, he made the then novel assertion that even for people with, quote, normal blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C within the normal range, but high normal, say, you know, it's 5.8, 5.9, 6.1, that's not necessarily diabetic. But for each little uptick of 0.1, there was a dramatic increase in the risk of dementia without even having a diagnosis of diabetes. So that is an important message. Sugar on many levels, deleterious effects, but ultra important to curtail sugar intake for little kiddies who consume enormous amounts. All that leftover Halloween candy, where did it go if you have a little toddler who is running around looking for a treat? 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive
combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are 2 ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And as I said earlier, you can call us 877-726-8255. And, you know, maybe you're not available during the airing of the program. You can certainly call us when the program airs, but you can call us anytime during the week and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, you mentioned vitamin D toxicity. What level of vitamin D in the blood would be considered a toxic level? Thank you.
Okay. So, the question pertains to vitamin D toxicity. Too much of a good thing can be bad for you, even water. And so vitamin D is one of those things where too little, not good, just right. That's where you want to be, optimal zone. And then there's the potential for overdosing, kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? So when it comes to vitamin D, I was instructed in medical school that it could be highly toxic if you took too much vitamin D. And in those days, we thought the toxic amount of vitamin D would be anywhere more than 400 international units of vitamin D, or perhaps 800 international units of vitamin D. And we didn't realize that even people who take that amount of vitamin D are often vitamin D deficient, or certainly insufficient for optimal levels. And so we've gradually increased our threshold for toxicity. We have blood tests. Generally, it's thought that less than 20 is deficient. Anywhere from 30 or 40 and below is what's called insufficient. It's mostly 30 or below. But the upper limits of potential toxicity, not inevitable toxicity, but kind of a yellow light, a caution flag, is 100. And I've seen a lot of patients who get overzealous with vitamin D, because we always talk about vitamin D. It gets a lot of press, and people are like chugging their vitamin D. And I've seen a lot of patients with high levels. I've never seen a patient with acute vitamin D toxicity. Not that it can't happen, but it can cause muscle aches, joint pains. It can cause kidney stones. That's especially a problem with very high doses of vitamin D. I even saw a guy who was referred by his mom. His mom got alarmed because his mom said, my son started taking vitamin D during COVID because he heard Anthony Fauci say that vitamin D might be helpful. Well, thanks, Dr. Fauci. But this guy was taking 50,000 international units of vitamin D on weekdays for a period of months, 50,000 daily. Now, you might take 50,000 once a week. That will yield about 7,000 IUs per day. So I checked this guy out. And I checked him from stem to stern, and he was perfectly normal, although he had high vitamin D levels. His levels were over 200. But he was without symptoms and without problems. Now, I'm not saying do that, don't try this at home on your own. We obviously had him stop taking vitamin D for a while and then resume taking it at a more reasonable level. So get your vitamin D tested. If it's over 100, cut back slightly, but don't stop taking it. A lot of doctors, they get alarmed when patients have a vitamin D level of 78 or 82. They've never seen such a high level, but they're misinformed. That's not a problem. This item, I promised to talk to you about microplastics. Microplastics are ubiquitous. They are proliferating in the environment. They're small plastic pieces that are entering the food chain, and they have potential health hazards. This study looks at the impact of microplastic exposure on accelerated aging and what's called impaired adipogenesis in fat cells. Wow. They found that there were a variety of negative impacts on fat cells, and also harmful effects in terms of aging pathways. Is it possible that microplastics cause us to accumulate more fat, or the wrong kind of fat, more of the bad fat, the white fat as opposed to the metabolically efficient brown fat that is actually the fat-burning kind? That is a significant risk, according to these Korean researchers who just came out with a study this month. Yes, folks, we're in a headlong project of destroying the human race. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. When we come back, more of Intelligent Medicine.
C
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From St. Louis, Missouri, building a community is never easy, but one group is working to come together to ensure that those who served have what they need. A village of tiny homes in the Jeff Vanderloo neighborhood helps veterans who have experienced homelessness. The homes allow them to live there for free while they participate in a program to get stable housing. To raise money for the project, Four Hands Brewing and High Point Drive-In are hosting an event on October 27th at the District in Chesterfield to sell burgers and give 100% of the profits to the Veterans Community Project. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. In German, the way you spell coagulation, the word is coagulation, is with a K. And hence the name for vitamin K, because it has something to do with coagulation. Without vitamin K, you would bleed out. It helps our blood clot. But it doesn't cause blood clots. It simply helps prevent thinning of the blood to the point where you might have excessive bruising or bleeding. And it also has an impact on cardiovascular risk. We've learned that combining vitamin D and vitamin K can help reduce cardiovascular risk. And also there's implications for vitamin K for osteoporosis in many studies. So a lot of people taking vitamin K, particularly vitamin K2, you never guess the latest potential application of vitamin K2. And when I first read this, I thought, yeah, they're talking about potassium because the chemical symbol for potassium is K. That's, you know, what it is in the periodic table. But they're talking about leg cramps, nocturnal leg cramps. A lot of people take magnesium for nocturnal leg cramps. You certainly can get cramps with inadequate calcium or inadequate potassium. These are mineral deficiencies that can cause muscle cramps. Fascinating study here. Can vitamin K2 significantly reduce the frequency, duration, and severity of nocturnal leg cramps in older individuals? And in the study, they say that 50 to 60% of adults experience nocturnal leg cramps in their lifetime. We get a lot of calls, a lot of questions about, you know, how do you reduce leg cramps? So I say magnesium. I say in some cases during pregnancy, B vitamins help to reduce leg cramps. But we didn't know about this, the vitamin K2 connection to leg cramps. In this study, it's a randomized controlled trial where they took 310 participants, and during an eight-week intervention, the vitamin K group experienced a reduction in the weekly frequency of cramps. And they actually, it's pretty robust reduction. They had about one-third to one-half the number of cramps. The vitamin K2 group had a more significant reduction in nocturnal leg cramp severity also, compared with, so fewer and less severe, and also decrease in the duration in the number of minutes of the leg cramps. So fascinating study suggesting that, you know, perhaps we have yet another nutrient that can help us with this common problem. The majority of senior adults get leg cramps. So, yeah, maybe add vitamin K2 to your program if you haven't yet already. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, I want to introduce you to a nutrient that I think has great potential. I have been relying on it for myself, for energy, for athletic performance, but it has a lot of potential applications because it has an impact on the mitochondria, the energy-producing organelles of our cells. When we return, a deep dive on urolithin A. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account.
Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I could assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Giordano, Higher Education Fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I have to tell you that I'm a big fan of something called MitoPure. It is a product that delivers a nutrient called urolithin A, and I literally don't go a day without it. This morning, as usual, as I do every day, I added some MitoPure powder in a little sachet to my shake. And by the way, this week's newsletter article is about all the ingredients that I include in my morning post-exercise recovery shake. And an essential ingredient that I add, you know, in addition to creatine and whey protein, is MitoPure. To tell us about the rationale for this is Jen Scheinman. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist and senior manager of nutrition affairs at the company that makes MitoPure. It's called Timeline Nutrition. They're a longevity company on a mission to improve health span, I believe out of Switzerland. Hi, Jen. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, and we'll have to compare notes on our morning smoothies because I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah, well, I throw a lot of different ingredients, but you know, one of the essential ingredients is urolithin A. And it's all about the mitochondria. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why targeting mitochondrial health should be part of our anti-aging routine.
Yeah, well, you know, I think most of us sort of remember back to high school biology where we probably first learned about the mitochondria, and then, of course, those of us who have more advanced healthcare training learned a lot more. But the first thing we think about when we think about mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, right? And while it's aptly named, I think that's actually a disservice. So they do generate about 90% of the energy that our cells use to function. Every cell other than our red blood cells has mitochondria. But unfortunately, as we get older, these sort of powerhouses of our cell, the cellular energy factories, they start to decline. And that is really highly linked to so many of the chronic conditions of aging, you know, from muscle decline, immune aging, brain health, are all linked to this, you know, dysfunction that develops with mitochondria.
Indeed. And so a few years back, it's actually only been a couple of years that this has been on my radar screen, and I read a study, a remarkable study, that was right in my wheelhouse because, you know, as a frankly old aging adult, I saw a study that suggested that taking urolithin A could improve, I believe it was walking distance in senior adults, and, you know, with suggestion that it improves muscle efficiency and performance.
That's absolutely right. So urolithin A, the molecule that's in Timeline in MitoPure, has actually been, you know, it's been studied. Really, our company has kind of put the name on the map, and it's been really doing extensive research into this molecule for about 15 years. But because there's really only been a direct-to-consumer product for the last 4 years, more and more people are hearing about it. And also, we've sort of, right before we launched, we also published some of these great clinical data, clinical trials that you just mentioned. So
in a very big journal, in the journal Nature, as a matter of fact.
Yep, exactly. And then we had another one, a follow-up in another big journal. It was the JAMA Open Network journal. That was in middle-aged adults, also looking at muscle function. So we've done three clinical trials in the muscle space. The first one was just a one-month trial demonstrating through muscle biopsies that we are triggering this recycling process of the mitochondria. So that's really how MitoPure works. It's this mitophagy is the cellular renewal of our mitochondria. And then we had these two follow-up outcomes-based trials that looked in middle-aged adults and older adults. And the thing is, as a dietitian myself and somebody who's worked in, you know, lifestyle medicine, you know, the benefits that we saw were outside or irrespective of changing diet or exercise. So the only change that we did in these two arms compared to placebo and the actual supplement was we supplemented with 500 or 1,000 milligrams of urolithin A. And so that's pretty powerful that we can see these robust improvements in muscle strength and muscle endurance without changing exercise regimen.
And I understand that urolithin A can be derived from pomegranates. So why not just, you know, guzzle a lot of pomegranate juice or eat a bunch of pomegranates? Is it bioavailable from that source?
Yeah, excellent question. One we get often. So it's a little tricky and nuanced because what urolithin A is it's actually something called a postbiotic nutrient. So we don't get it directly from food sources like pomegranates. Instead, our microbiome, so these bacteria that live inside our gut, they will take these plant compounds called polyphenols, and they will actually metabolize it for us and make urolithin A. So the question really becomes is, number one, do you have the right gut microbiome to make urolithin A? And we study populations across the world, and really, you know, 30 to 40% of the population even has the right gut microbiome to make it. And that's probably a talk for another day, you know, or something you probably talk about a lot, right? What's happening inside our gut that we don't have this robust, diverse microbiome community? So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, are you actually eating a lot of the dietary precursors, which are somewhat limited? So these polyphenols, specifically alleged tannins, are in foods like pomegranates, berries, and nuts. So they're not in things that people are necessarily eating large quantities of mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
So how do you take it? I mean, I personally take the powder that comes in these little sachets, and I, you know, tear it open and I add the powder to a shake. Or if I'm traveling and I can't make a shake, I'll order some yogurt, or maybe if I'm lucky, I can find a place where they make a smoothie, and then I add my own packet to that. But there's also capsules. It's available in capsule form as well.
You're absolutely correct. So we really wanted to make products that help people stick with their supplement regimen. So some people like taking pills, and two soft gels would be 500 milligrams. That's the starting dose that we recommend. Or for people who don't like taking pills or already taking so many pills and they want a food-based approach.
That's me. I'm already taking 30 pills, so the less pills, the better.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So we have these delicious berry-flavored sachets, and they – I don't find they mix great in water, so they're much better as
right.
you're using them, like in a smoothie,
yep.
in yogurt, in something that just has a little viscosity. So they're the same price, the same bioavailability, the same dose. It's really just how a consumer prefers to get their supplements.
Now, there's an interesting aspect to urolithin A, which is that it seems to also have a restorative effect with topical application. And I've been using some of the topical creams. And I think that some of the skin aging that I've been experiencing is gradually reversing with it. And, you know, other people have told me that they think it really works. You know, people have tried virtually every, you know, they've tried, you know, amniotic fluid, you know, kinds of esoteric ingredients.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting because when we, you know, think about how urolithin A is working, again, it's working on those mitochondria, which are in almost every cell of our body. So it makes sense that other systems besides just our musculature is going to benefit from this. And so that was actually something we started hearing was we weren't even studying it in skin, and people who were taking it were reporting that their skin was looking healthier. And that really led to the development of our topical line. So our skin cells can directly absorb the urolithin A, the MitoPure, and we see then that our skin cells are acting in a more useful way because they have more energy. The genes that turn on collagen production and organization, those are all upregulated. And the other thing that I think is really sort of a unique aspect of this is we're also seeing that the damaging effects of the sun, our skin cells are more resilient to that. So it seems to protect against photo damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't call it a sunblock in any way, shape, or form. You still need to take care in the sun. But we are constantly getting bombarded by these sort of environmental toxins, blue light, sun, all of that, and now we're able to make our skins more resilient to that, which is rare when you think about something like retinols or alpha hydroxy acids that people tend to use as, like, I'm sort of air quoting, but, you know, anti-aging skincare. They're irritating, and they make you very sensitive to the sun, and this actually has that opposite effect.
And there are a suite of skin products. You know, there's, like, different serums and creams and things like that. I just use the cream. I can't be bothered,
yeah.
you know, too much in the way of, you know, cosmetic personal self-care.
And that's, you know, the same as we developed our skin line was that we just wanted to get products that people would use and fit into what they're doing already. So there are three different topicals. All three have 1% urolithin A, which is the sort of level, I guess you don't really call it in skin a dose, but that's the concentration that we studied and found to be sort of the most efficacious. So it's a serum which you could use for day at night, or if people already have a skin line that they love and don't want to break up with, you know, their moisturizer, they could use the serum. And then we have a day cream and a night cream. And all three of those ingredients do have some other actives, so it could be a full-on skin regimen. Or you could just use one and integrate it into what you're doing already and still see some great results.
And also, Jen, you have news of some new research that's about to be released on urolithin A.
Yeah. So, you know, now that we know, you know, we have seen in humans, in clinical trials, this ability to induce mitophagy in muscle, in skin, right? And there's a lot of great preclinical data in sort of other areas of aging. Research is now moving into clinical trials in some of these other areas of aging. And the next frontier for us is immune aging. And we just completed a trial that we're calling our mitoimmune study. And this looked at, you know, the immune system, just like all of our other systems, right, it ages as we get older. And that's part of why, as we get older, we don't respond to vaccines as well. We are more susceptible to infections and disease and even certain forms of cancer. And so this was a small but very significant study which looked in healthy sort of middle-aged adults and looked at several different immune markers. And what we found was that so we have these CD8 T cells. These are sort of these naive T cells that are like first responders when we get sick as we get older. And we saw this improvement in these T cells. And we saw in our immune cells also that there was more mitochondrial mass and that they were more, you know, energetic. And so this was all really some exciting research done with two fantastic institutions. One is the Buck Institute of Aging, which is kind of one of the really premier, you know, aging institutes of research here in the U.S., and then a university out of Frankfurt that's a cancer-focused institute. So this study is currently under the peer review process right now as we speak in also a top medical journal. And so, you know, we just have to go through that process, but the data should hopefully be released relatively soon, and we'll be able to really dive into all the nuances of this study.
Yeah, that's great. And those, and by the way, you know, when something is in such demand by researchers, they say, send me some product so I can test it out. That is a really good sign in terms of the potential, because now you have more and more researchers clamoring for, information about this and, you know, some of the materials so that they can test it in clinical settings. So congratulations. I just want to mention, for more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman, and we have set up a coupon code for you. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. And I believe that applies to their entire line, whether it's the capsules or the powder sachets, at timeline.com/Hoffman, using coupon code Hoffman for 10% off. So that, I think, really bodes well. So how much do you have to take to get the effect? I mean, in the clinical studies, the amount that is used in the sachets and in the capsules is the sweet spot for the efficacy of this?
Yeah, so 500 or 1,000. So that immune trial that I mentioned, that was only 1 month, and that was 1,000 milligrams. But for muscle, we see 500 to be a great place. So I think it depends, you know, on what your personal goals are and what you're sort of working on. But 500 is a great place to start. Some people who are very sort of inflamed or just really struggling with fatigue might start with that 1,000 milligram dose and then go down to 500 when they're starting to feel like it's kicked in. But it is very safe to go to that higher dose of 1,000. No need to go above that. Our benefits plateau. So, you know, that's kind of really up to people based on what they need.
You know, I might mention with that immune study, the CD8 cells are very much associated with autoimmunity. They sort of put the brakes on autoimmunity. And so I think there's potential for looking at this for certain autoimmune conditions. So I want to thank you. I just want to give the information out again, because I want to urge our listeners to give it a shot. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. And you can use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's what I'm taking, and I urge you to give it a try. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to do a long-form interview with one of your top researchers, Dr. Singh, in a few weeks. So heads up to that, where we can delve more into the science behind urolithin A. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A FEMA employee is out of a job after ordering a disaster relief team to skip homes with Trump yard signs in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell called it reprehensible, saying the employee involved was fired and the incident was referred to the Office of Special Counsel. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also ordered a full state investigation. A major powwow is coming up Wednesday morning at the White House. Shelley Adler has more.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. I'm Shirley Adler.
Indonesia, watching an active volcano.
Indonesia's Mount Lebotobi Laki-Laki volcano is spewing towering columns of hot ash high into the air on Saturday, days after a huge eruption killed 9 people and injured dozens of others. Villager Batin Agnes tells the AP, "We ran among the falling sand and rocks. Smoke and fire continued to glow." The island's Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation says volcanic materials, including smoldering rocks, lava, and hot thumb-sized fragments of gravel and ash, were thrown up 5 miles into the air from the crater on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake shakes eastern Cuba. It follows hurricanes and blackouts. Just 4 days ago, Category 3 Hurricane Rafael ripped through western Cuba. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Officials say a suicide bomber at a train station in the southwestern province of Pakistan kills at least 24 people, including soldiers, and wounding about 50 others.
Balochistan is the largest province in Pakistan, but it is also least developed. And this attack comes after a series of attacks that have taken place in this year by Balochistan Liberation Army, who has demands put forth. They demand independence, they demand the control of local resources, but they have carried out violent attacks throughout this year, even around the elections that took place this year in Pakistan.
The attack happened when some 100 passengers were waiting for a train. A government spokesman said a separatist group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the suicide bomber targeted troops present at the railway station. Police say they are investigating the incident. News and analysis. Townhall.com. President Trump has a list of priorities for his first day in office.
Former president and president-elect Donald Trump has ambitious plans for his first day in office, some revealed on the campaign trail. His list includes starting mass deportations of migrants.
I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
And Trump proclaimed on Truth Social he will issue an executive order to stop the future children of those in the country without authorization from automatically becoming U.S. citizens. And he's vowed to fix the economy.
We can soon have soaring income, skyrocketing wealth, millions and millions of new jobs.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington State, the suspect in Friday's mass stabbing in Seattle's Chinatown district is being held on $2 million bond. Witnesses say that he walked up to victims and stabbed them in the back, neck, and face. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
RG.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we begin in Wistful Vista and the home of Fibber and Molly McGee. Later, we resume the yours truly, Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter, starring Bob Bailey. Right now, though, Jim and Marion Jordan is Fibber and Molly doing a little shopping. I'll let announcer Harlow Wilcox explain in just a moment. Be sure to listen for the actor who plays Doc Gamble. It's Arthur Q. Bryan, who is the original voice of cartoon character Elmer Fudd. Let's head back to October 9th, 1945.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry present Fibber, McGee, and Molly, written by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. We'd like to introduce to you two well-known pedestrians who have just decided to become motorists. Yes, the folks at 79 Wistful Vista have made up their minds to buy a new car. As new as you can get one now, anyway. And here, looking over the want ads, we find Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Well, what's in the papers, Daddy?
Lots of wonderful cars being advertised. Cadillacs, Lincolns, Packards, Apperson Jackrabbits.
Hey, here's an interesting one.
Read it in your well-modulated voice.
It says, 1939 coupe by school teacher with leather rumble seat, knee action and custom-built body.
Is she a blonde or brunette? Or does she have a convertible top?
Don't say.
How much is it?
Don't say that either. It just says, bring an honest face.
Oh. Well, that'll be easy. You can take me.
Mm-hmm. Say, here's an ad that looks good, Molly. Bantams for sale.
Oh, I've always wanted one of those little cars. Mm-hmm. How much are they?
Hens, $3. Rooster, oh, no. I'm on the wrong page. Sly shot.
Look, dearie, why don't we just go downtown and prowl through the used car lot?
Not a bad idea, Snooky. I like to walk around poking the upholstery and kicking the tires.
Anybody who would kick a tire these days is taking his life in his feet. Besides, it isn't...
Come in.
Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hello, my dear. And a curt nod of recognition to you, pickled puss.
Well, vaccinate my goldfish if it isn't the old belly thumper himself. What's new in the world of medicine, witch doctor, as if you'd know?
I see where Mayor Latrivia has appointed you health commissioner, doctor. Congratulations.
Thank you, Molly. After squawking my head off for 20 years about sanitary conditions in this town, I am now in a position where I have to do something about it or shut my big fat mouth.
You ain't yodeling the Indian love call there, bone bender. When do you take office?
January 1st. Why?
I just wondered how much longer it'd be safe for us to drink our city water. Make a note of that, Molly. The first of the year, we start using bottled water.
Don't be insulting, dearie. I'm sure Dr. Gamble will be a wonderful health commissioner.
Among them city hall vultures, he'll just be a boob in the woods. Them ward healers will hamstring him so he can't prescribe an aspirin tablet without a referendum.
On the contrary, my boy, I will have the freest hand of any health commissioner in history.
Why, doctor?
Due to my high ethical standards, my dear, I hesitate to use the word blackmail. But Alderman McClutchie would find it difficult to explain why I had to remove a pearl earring from his larynx when his wife does not wear earrings. And City Treasurer Fink might not care to have it bruited about that he broke his leg leaping out the second-story window of a gambling joint. I am not quoting actual names, you understand, but you get the idea. Yes, I think the lads will treat the new commissioner with considerable courtesy.
Doc, I've underrated you.
Thank you. I underrate you, too.
Gee, thanks. You're not just saying that because you admire me.
Yes, I am, and now I think I'd better be going. I have a delicate operation waiting for me at the hospital.
Something real fancy, eh, Doc?
Yes, I have to tell one of our wealthier patients to get up and go home. His hangover has progressed from the amusing to the obnoxious. Goodbye, Molly. See you later, loose lip, I'm afraid.
Isn't he a sweet old character?
He's an insulting old curmudgeon. Hey, what's a curmudgeon?
Search me, dearie. I know what a cur is, but I wouldn't know about mudgeons. Hadn't we better be going downtown look for a car?
Yeah, I guess we better had. You all ready?
Well, I will be just as soon as I put my face on. Mm-hmm. Now, you lock the door.
Okay, I'll get everything down here. Ah, there goes a good kid. She knows buying a car these days is pretty chancy, and she knows what a bum driver I am. But is she worried? Scared stiff. Is she going to let me know she's scared? No, siree. Not till 20 seconds after I stick that key in the ignition. All right, George, if you... Come in.
Hi, mister.
Well, slice me down the middle and call me Slim. If it isn't little Teeny.
Yeah.
Hi, Teeny.
Hi. What you doing, mister? What you doing? Watcha?
Well, sis, I and Mrs. McGee are about to go car buying. Mommy and Poppy shopping for a jalopy.
Gee, that's dandy, mister. Why don't you get a car that the top goes up and down on it and buy it while the top is down? Why don't you?
Now, there must be some glimmering of sense behind that idea, sis, but I don't seem to get it. Why should I buy a car that the top down?
No ceiling. That was a joke.
Yeah. The If I ever want to saw my way out of a radio program, sis, I'll borrow your gag file. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Hey, mister, what kind of a car are you going to buy? My daddy has a cad.
Not only has, he is. Frankly, Jeannie, we don't know exactly what we want as yet. We're going to romp through a few used car lots and take a gander at the situation.
Huh?
What do you think of the Stanley Steamer?
Well, I...
I might go for a station wagon if I can find a good bargain.
Oh, my daddy doesn't like station wagons. You know why?
No, why?
It's because he doesn't like police dogs.
Oh, I see. Have I got my pajamas on, sis?
No.
Well, that's good. I was afraid I was dreaming this whole conversation. Tell me, Madam Interlocutor, why doesn't your daddy like station wagons because he hates police dogs?
Well, he had a station wagon once, and somebody told him a station wagon didn't look good unless it had a police dog in it.
Uh-huh.
So he got a police dog, and it sat in the front seat with him.
Uh-huh.
And a cop stopped him one day when he was going too fast.
Uh-huh.
And he asked my daddy why he didn't let his friend drive because he looked more intelligent than my daddy.
Well, I've seen your old daddy. And I've seen police dogs, and I'm inclined to agree with the...
Stop! I will not listen.
Okay.
My daddy is a good, kind man, and he's always given me a quarter for a soda. I will not stand here and listen to unkind remarks about him.
Well, I've given you plenty of quarters for sodas myself, sis.
Not lately, I bet you.
Okay. Okay, here's a quarter. Means I'll have to buy a cheaper car, but who cares?
Oh, gee. Thank you, mister. Now then, what were you saying about my daddy?
I said he looks like a police dog.
I know it.
And he's a stuck-up snob in the second place.
Isn't he, though?
He thinks because he's cashier in a bank that anybody worth less than $200,000 is a hobo.
You hit the nail on the head that time,
and
mister.
He's the only guy in town that wears a gardenia. I hate guys that wear gardenias. And furthermore...
That's all, mister. That's all. That's 2 bits worth. Goodbye now.
Hey, this is a pretty good-looking assortment of cars.
Oh, look, McGee, that's awfully cheap for that beautiful car, isn't it?
Where?
That one right there.
Huh?
It says Packard 120.
Oh.
Isn't that quite a bargain?
That ain't the price, Mommy. That's the name of the car.
How do you do, sir? Good day, madam.
How do you do, I'm sure.
You're the mastermind in this rattletrap roundup, bud?
I am, sir. My name is Stanley Stutz.
I'll bet you're a bear cat of a salesman, Stan.
Yeah.
You get it, Molly? Stutz? Bear cat? You see, there used to be a car.
It ain't funny, McGee.
It ain't?
No, sir, it ain't. I mean, it isn't. It's a common delusion, sir, that jokes referring to a person's name are excruciatingly funny.
Yeah?
But they are usually painfully repetitious to the subject. Your bearcat witticism is exceedingly threadbare, so far as I'm concerned.
Well, I bet it is at that. You owe the gentleman an apology, McGee.
She's right, bearcat. I apologize.
That's quite all right, sir. Now then, may I show you something?
Yes, what?
Yeah. I mean, did you wish to see some of our stock?
You betcha, Bearcat. Do you mind if I call you Bear? You know, short for Bearcat.
No, not at all, sir. Do you mind if I call you Pole?
No. Now, boys, let's get to business.
How about that green sedan over there, Stan, old man? That looks in pretty good shape.
Oh, that car's not for sale, sir. Now, over here we have a splendid little car, a late model 7-cylinder Dillingham. Good rubber, new battery.
Did you say 7 cylinders?
Yes, madam.
What became of the other cylinder?
What other cylinder?
Isn't it supposed to have 8?
Oh, no, madam. This is a 6-cylinder car. We added an extra cylinder ourselves as a special premium.
Oh.
Well, I will say, Mr. Strokes.
Stutz. Yeah.
Excuse me. I will say, Mr. Stutz, that all your cars look beautiful.
Yeah. Must keep a guy around here just to clean them up for you, bud.
Oh, we do.
So?
Oh, that lad over there takes great pride in them. Oh, I say, boy, did you polish that new Lincoln we just got in?
Yes, Mr. Stutz. Looks beautiful, too, after that Johnson's car new treatment.
Something wrong, folks?
No, not a thing. In fact, everything is very much as usual.
That, the fellow you just spoke to, Stan, is he a new boy around here?
Yes, yes, he wandered in this morning. Uh-huh. I asked him if he was in the market for a car, and he said no. He just had a morbid interest in dusty, dirty cars.
I see.
You know him?
I've seen him someplace.
Tell the truth, McGee. We see him every place. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, hello there, Molly. Hello, pal. Oh, you know Mr. and Mrs. McGee, Mr. Stutz?
Sufficiently, I think.
What you doing here, Junior, which is the silliest question of the week?
Oh, you know how I am, pal. When I see a dingy-looking automobile, I've got to get out the Johnson's Carnew and show the world how easy it is to transform it into a showroom model. The way Carnew cleans and polishes at one swell swoop.
Fell swoop, Mr. Wilcox.
Oh, cleans and polishes at one swell fell swoop is amazing. You see, you just apply a little Carnew, let it dry, and wipe it off. For a proud and lazy car owner, it's the answer to his prayers. So, when I passed this used car lot this morning, I just had to move in and do my stuff.
Yeah.
You see, as an expert on Johnson's Carnew...
Just a minute, son. These people and I were discussing business. Why don't you go back to work like a good lad?
Yes, sir, Mr. Stutz. See you later, folks.
Good day, Mr. Wilcox.
So long, Waxy. Well, you got a good boy there, Stutzy.
Yeah, I hope you can keep him.
Well, I rather doubt it. He's only paying me $5 a day to let him polish these cars. Well, back to business, folks. Now, this Hudson Roadster over
here... Now, wait a minute, Cy. That green sedan in the back there is just the
now,
kind of...
Now, Mr. McGee, I thought I'd made it clear that that green sedan is not for sale.
You wouldn't be holding out on us, would you, Stan, old horse?
No, sir. It is merely that it lacks equipment for delivery. Now, you take this car here, Mr. McGee. It's only been driven 12,000 miles. It belonged to an elderly lady who used it only to do her marketing.
Well, she must have been a quaint old character. She left a package of chewing tobacco in the front seat.
Well,
And there's a street map of Honolulu sticking out of the glove compartment. What was she marketing for, ukuleles?
Well, she was... excuse me a minute. I hear my telephone.
You just
look around all you like, folks, now.
Say, why do you suppose he doesn't want to sell us that green sedan, McGee?
That's easy. He's holding it for a friend. But by George, if he thinks for 1 minute that he could...
Wait a minute, dearie. There goes Mrs. Carstairs. Huh? Yoo-hoo! Mrs. Carstairs, yoo-hoo!
Ah, why didn't you let her go on past? She gets under my skin like a tattooed dragon.
Well, my goodness, suppose she does act a little like a coquettish dray horse. She's a fine woman. Well, imagine meeting you down here, Mrs. Carstairs.
Oh, how do you do, my dear? Are you alone? Oh. Well, I see you're approximately alone. Good day, Mr. McGee.
Hi, Carsty. I'm surprised to see you up and around today.
Why, Mr. McGee?
Well, judging by the newspapers, that must have been quite a wingding you flung at your mansion last night.
The wingding, as you so vulgarly express it, Mr. McGee, was in honor of Sir Humphrey Ramsbottom, the British consul, and his daughter, Lady Murgatroyd.
Oh.
The affair was notable for its complete dignity, and I regret that the newspapers reported it for the derision of the hoi polloi.
The what, Mrs. Carstairs?
The hoi polloi, my dear. A Greek word meaning the masses.
Oh, you speak Greek, Carsty?
Yes.
Oh, say something in Greek for us, Mrs. Carstairs.
Hoi polloi.
Thanks.
Are you by any chance purchasing a car?
You betcha, Carsty. Why?
Well, then perhaps I might make a suggestion.
Why, of course, Mrs. Carstairs.
Then do, by all means, get a motor car which has a sufficiently long speaking tube between the tonneau and the chauffeur's seat. I find it quite a strain to lean forward so much, telling Jeffers to look out for that truck.
Where?
What truck?
I don't...
I was talking to Jeffers.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, maybe we can get a chauffeur with longer ears.
I tell you, McGee will see that we get a good car all right, Mrs. Carstairs. He's a wonderful mechanic. Knows all about cars.
Really?
You betcha, Carsty. Now, you take this little coupe right here. This kind of car has always had one definite weakness. The horn gets stuck. 9 times out of 10, you just touch it like this, and it... You see what I mean? It sticks.
Please, McGee, don't do that. Shut it off.
I can't shut it off. It's stuck.
I think I know what to do, Mr. McGee.
What, Carsty? What?
What would you do, Mrs. Carstairs?
I would go away. Good day, my dear.
Hey, Stuck! Hey, Stuck! Come fix this thing. Hey! Stuck! It's stuck! Hey! It's stuck!
King's Men singing There, I've Said It Again.
Why is it when we're parked alone, I never say what's on my mind? I got a million things to say. Come over closer, let me find a way to tell you I love you. There's nothing to hide, it's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. Everything that I feel for you. What good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and isn't it heavenly? Oh, forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing, I want you to know I've loved you since heaven knows where.
There, I've said it again.
Fibber McGee and Molly will be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to the Fibber, McGee, and Molly Show on WIN Radio 1.
Now, looky here, Bearcut. Let's quit the stalling.
Stalling, sir?
He means, why don't you sell us the green sedan in the back there?
I've tried to explain, madam. That car is not in a saleable condition. It is not for sale.
Holding it for a friend, eh, Stutz?
I assure you I wouldn't sell that car to my best friend. Now, look, Mr. McGee, will you please consider this 1941 Chevrolet? It's in excellent condition, and I... Oh, I'm sorry, folks. My telephone again. You will excuse
Certainly.
Me.
Certainly.
Well, Natch, take your time, Bearcat. We got all day. You know, Molly, there's something fishy about him not wanting us to have that green sedan.
Well, maybe he does want us to have it. Maybe he's just trying to get us excited about it by pretending it's not for sale.
Say,
well, I'll... my goodness, what are you folks doing here?
Well, Mayor Latrivia, how nice.
Hi, Latrivia. How's it feel to be a weak old civilian?
How did you mean that, McGee? A weak old civilian or a civilian of a week's duration?
You meant how does it feel to be out of the Coast Guard, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
To be frank, Molly, if I ever set foot on another deck, it will be because I walked through a pinochle game. And when I smell powder again, it will be on the swan-like neck of some lovely woman. Some lovely civilian woman. On a dance floor which I have not scrubbed five times that day myself.
What was your rank, Latrivia?
Chief gunner's mate.
How wonderful. And who was the gunner?
Who was what gunner, Mrs. McGee?
The gunner that you were the mate of.
I was not the mate of a gunner. I myself was the gunner's mate.
Yes, but what gunner's mate?
Any gunner's mate.
Now, that's a kind of a haphazard system, ain't it, Latrivia? If a gunner can pick any mate he wants...
But he can't!
Yes, but you said that...
Look! In the Navy, the word mate means a subordinate officer having no rank, but taking precedence over enlisted men.
I thought you enlisted yourself.
I did.
Then if you were a mate, you took precedence over yourself.
Of course I did. I mean, no, certainly not. That is, I was
I can see why you never got to be an admiral, Latrivia. You're too easy confused.
I am not confused. Let me explain.
Please do.
Very well. Now then, I joined the Coast Guard as an apprentice seaman.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was made a first-class seaman. Then I was promoted to gunner's mate third class.
Third class, eh? You skipped the first two classes.
I did not skip the first two classes. Second class and first class come after third class.
Don't be silly, Mr. Mayor. When I was in school...
This has nothing to do with school, Mr. Mayor. A petty officer in the Navy.
Aha. Now, just because you're a little irritated, Latrivia, that don't give you the right to disparage the officers of our Navy. Some of them may be petty, but by George...
I didn't say the officers. I said the petty officer, the third classy officer. I mean the third class petty mate, a gunner's rank. Now look! A gunner's mate is a... Is it?
Oh, it's wonderful to be home again. And do you know what you've done for me?
What, Mr. Mayor?
You have made me realize what it means to be mayor of a city like Wistful Vista. Until now, the responsibility has really worried me. But no more.
What you mean, kid?
Why, when I think that I am the civic leader of thousands and thousands of people who are probably just as dumb as you or dumber, I realize my job isn't so tough. Thank you, citizen. Good day, Molly.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. He sure gets worked up, don't he, Molly? He was just livid with rage.
You mean livid, dearie?
Go on, livid is a girl's name, like Livid de Havilland.
That's Olivia.
Oh, don't kid me, Snooky. Olivia is a country in South America.
That's Bolivia.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what does... Oh, hi, Bearcat. You ready to do business?
Yes, Mr. McGee, and I think this Chevrolet here is just...
Now, just a minute, Mr. Bearstucks. We want to know about this green sedan over here.
Yeah, why are you so anxious to keep us from buying that? The best-looking car in the place. Look at them perfect tires. Look at the finish in the upholstery. That's the car we want, Stutz.
Please, Mr. McGee, that car was the last model off the assembly line after war was declared. It is not complete.
We don't care. We want it.
But it doesn't have any...
Windshield wipers? So what? We can buy those ourselves.
I didn't mean that. I was referring to the...
I know, fog lights, but we don't care anything about those details, Mr. Bearcat.
Will you please let me tell you? That car hasn't got a...
Rear bumper? So what? I never learned how to back up anyway. Come on, Bud. Come on. How much?
I'm warning you, Mr. McGee.
How much?
It wouldn't be fair to me if...
Quit stalling, Si. How much?
$350. But believe me...
Sold.
Yes, sir. Here's the cash, Bearcat. Give me a receipt before you back down again.
Oh, very well. There you are. Bill of sale and the title certificate will take a little longer.
Oh, isn't this a beautiful car, McGee, and all ours?
Yeah, for $350.
Yeah, let's drive it around the block and see how it runs.
Okay. Well... Where's the ignition keys, Bud?
You won't need any.
Huh?
No, I told you this was the last car off the assembly line after Pearl Harbor.
So what?
So there's no motor in it.
No.
No motor? Oh, this is ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, the real test of patriotism comes after the bands have stopped playing and the guns have stopped shooting.
Well, the guns have stopped shooting, folks, but our men are still in there pitching until they are returned to civil life. It's to them we owe victory, and it's to them we owe the recreational care and maintenance of morale until they do get home.
The agency which takes care of this is the National War Fund. And when you are called on to subscribe, give generously. We gave our boys a warm hand when they left. Let's not give them the cold shoulder now.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax Products for Home and Industry, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Shopping for a new car, an episode of Fibber McGee and Molly from October 9th, 1945. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was part two of the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter, right after this.
In the 1950s and 60s, radio's Gunsmoke brought listeners gripping stories about people who came to Kansas to leave the past behind. And those who came to Kansas because they couldn't leave the past behind.
Azel Ledbetter. He's in Dodge.
Azel Ledbetter? Is he an outlaw?
No, sir. But I seen him at the Long Branch, and there's only one thing he's here for, Mr. Dillon.
Well, what?
To kill me.
Today, listeners can still go to Dodge with 20 episodes of Danger, Grit, and Gunfire in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke Snakebite.
Let's talk about Chester. Does he really think Asa Ledbetter's after him?
Well, that's what he says.
It's not like Chester to make up a thing like that.
No. You stay here.
No, I'm going with you.
William Conrad stars as U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon, with Georgia Ellis as Kitty, Parley Bear as Chester, and Howard McNear as Doc.
Matt?
Yeah, what is it?
Come over here to the window.
What? Quick. What's going on?
Look, down there in the street.
That's Azel Ledbetter.
And Chester's standing there about to shoot him.
For a limited time, Gunsmoke Snakebite is available for 50% off the regular price. Order yours today for only $19.98 at radiospirits.com. Or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77.
All right, where's Chester at? I don't know where he is, Ledbetter.
You're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Get Gunsmoke Snakebite at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SNAKE77 to get 50% off.
Get out of that doorway, Marshal. No.
I'll shoot you if you don't.
You'll shoot Chester if I do.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Do you ignore those prompts to update your smartphone? Well, keeping cyber safe means updating your devices. And so we asked cybersecurity expert Christine Menard to explain.
Okay, if you're getting a new smartphone or your current smartphone, is always make sure your operating system is up to date. That is something so easy that you can likely do it while you sleep. The reason for this is when software providers push out these updates, like sometimes it is to add new features, a new functionality, but oftentimes, and more importantly, it's often because it's to fix security issues. So what I mean by that is the software provider discovered a vulnerability or a weakness in the software that could be exploited by cyber criminals, and then they've gone and created this patch to make sure that vulnerability can no longer be exploited.
And that's why it's so important to keep on top of those software updates. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for the second installment of a five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. The script by frequent Gunsmoke writer Les Crutchfield. Amerigo Moreno handled the music. Jack Johnstone produced and directed it. And the announcer is Hugh Brundage. It's from September 11th, 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mac Woodson, Mr. Dollar. The girl from the claims office called and gave me this number.
Oh, yes, Mr. Woodson. It seems we're working on the same case for the same company.
Well, I've been working on Mr. Ed Morgan's files and records here for the past week now. I've turned up some...
How much is missing?
Well, about $80,000 so far. All of it was taken during the 4 months immediately preceding his death. I'll say one thing. In 20 years as an accountant, I've never seen a looting more cleverly carried out.
Oh, Ed was a very bright lad. A man who'd go far, they all said.
Did you know him, Mr. Dollar?
I thought I did. He was one of my best friends. But it turns out I'm only beginning to know him. Could you meet me in his office around 10 o'clock, Mr. Woodson?
Yes, that's where I am now. I've been working on these books day and night.
Better be careful. That's what got Ed into trouble.
How's that?
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Location, San Francisco. Expense account continued. Item 4, $1, one martini. Item 5, $1, one tip to the bartender who stirred the martini. All in the house that Jack built. I don't know who built it, actually, but it took Jack to live in it. $1,200 a month, to be exact. That was the take-home bite for an apartment at the Drakeley Arms on Nob Hill. And, of course, that didn't include drinks in the intimate little private bar just off the lobby. And this is where Ed Morgan had lived during the last 5 months of his life. Until he missed a curve one night and drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific. Ed Morgan, whose idea of a big night had always been his pipe, slippers, and a mystery novel. But things were different when I'd known him and been his friend. For one thing, he hadn't stolen $80,000. Or I don't think he had.
Do you find the martini adequate to your expectations, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. It's a heck of a belt for a buck.
Thank you, sir.
Quite a nice little place you got here.
Oh, I find it a most agreeable sanctuary from the stress and strife and the hurly-burly of the city.
Been here long?
I have tended bar here in the Drakeley Arms Rendezvous for some 2 years now.
Oh, well, then you may have known a friend of mine who had an apartment here up until a month ago. Mr. Edward Morgan?
Oh, yes. Mr. Morgan was a regular customer here. An eager supplicant for my humble and healing wares.
A beer drinker, mostly, as I recall.
The Rendezvous does not serve beer, sir.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't know.
Quite all right, sir. Yes, I was here before Mr. Morgan moved in, and here I am still, now that he is no longer with us. Such is the chance and mystery of life.
One just never knows.
Precisely. Oh, could I serve you?
Not yet, thanks. Get to know Ed pretty well, did you?
The policy of the Drakeley Arms, sir, is to maintain a certain degree of formality in relations between guests and personnel.
Sort of like a zoo, you might say, with bars to separate the people from the animals.
The comparison is quite apt.
Somehow I can't see Ed Morgan sacking in a marble squirrel cage like this joint.
I confess, he hardly seemed the type to me, sir. He was much too unrestrained for the Drakeley.
He came in here a lot, did he?
Almost nightly. For a few minutes at least on his way to some gala night spot.
Well, a night spot, Ed Morgan?
Oh, yes.
In all the years I knew Ed, I was only able to drag him into a gala night spot once. He stayed 20 minutes and left because his tie was choking.
Are you quite certain that your friend was the same Ed Morgan?
I wish I weren't. Who were his friends? Did he always come in alone?
Oh, no. No, never alone, sir. He and Nicky were inseparable.
Nicky?
Oh, I should say, of course, Mrs. Barrett.
Oh, a young widow, as I remember. Lives here in the building.
A lovely girl. Fascinating.
And also unrestrained?
Definitely.
And Ed, then, was one of her friends.
Oh, they were together every night, sir. An hour here in our little establishment, a few champagne cocktails, then out to dinner, dancing, the opera, ballet.
Ed Morgan?
Oh, quite. Life was just a mad whirl for those two. I gather your friend was something of a wealthy playboy.
He was a claims adjuster for an insurance company.
Then how could he possibly live in the fashion he did?
If I told you, you'd flip.
I beg your pardon?
Tell me something. Was Ed in here on the night he was killed?
Oh, yes, yes. He left here about 9, as I recall. And a few hours later, he was dead.
How did this Nicky take it? Pretty broken up, was she?
She is a woman of very strong character.
Oh, in other words, she didn't bat an eye.
Well, I wouldn't...
That night Ed was killed. Did he leave here alone?
No, sir.
He was alone when he went off the cliff.
Not when he left here, though. Nicky was with him.
Item 6, $2.40, taxi to the Telegraph Hill apartment of Lisa Duval. Lisa had been Ed Morgan's secretary for about 4 years. But it seemed Miss Mousy business at the office was Miss North Beach Bohemia at home. Italian slacks and halter. Cushions on the floor. And naturally a view of the Bay Bridge from a corner window. We sat on the floor, naturally, and drank Chianti from a half-gallon jug, while a record player moaned agonizedly under the gouging of his needle. Bartok, I gathered, was now last year's kick. This was Progressive Jazz.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaii mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
...96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Maybe this seems a little affected to you, Mr. Dollar. The way I dress and live in private life, as you might say.
Why so? Everybody's got a right to salt his own dish of porridge the way he likes it.
Well, I've done this deliberately, I guess, as a sort of antidote for the insurance business.
Has it been that bad?
Not bad. Boring. Oh, not your end of it, of course. Investigation work must be exciting.
Yeah, scream a minute, day and night.
But just keeping records, filing papers week after week. I used to stare out of the office window at the ships in the harbor and think about stowing away on one. But, of course, I didn't have the nerve.
Too bad. The cruise would have been delirious.
I thought of quitting several times. I guess I stayed because of Ed, Mr. Morgan.
Oh?
He was always so wonderful to work for. So lenient and understanding. Up until the last few months, at least.
What about those last few months, Lisa? What came over him?
I don't know. He was different, that's all. As though he were tense and nervous, under pressure.
Any idea where the pressures came from?
He didn't confide in me, Mr. Dollar.
What were your personal relations between the two of you during the years you worked for him?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, were you friendly, formal, strictly business?
Friendly, I think, would cover it best.
Did you see each other outside of office hours?
Occasionally.
I notice one of his pipes there in the bookcase.
He'd come here sometimes in the evening, and we'd listen to music and talk. Up until the...
Until the last few months?
It wasn't that we stopped being friends, Mr. Dollar. He was just different, that's all.
Tense, under pressure.
That's about the only way I can describe it.
But you don't know why he was that way.
Well, looking back, I suppose it was because of the money. If he really did take it. I just can't believe it. Ed wasn't that kind of a man. He was gentle and honest. At least until...
Until the last few months.
Yes.
Or were you going to say, until she came along?
How did you...
Lisa.
Yes.
How long have you been in love with Ed?
Ever since I started to work for him. But he never knew it. He couldn't even see me.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
I'm sorry for you too, Mr. Dollar. I know how close you and Ed were. And I know how you must feel being called in and having...
Forget it. It's a job, that's all.
Sure, just a job. So is major surgery.
This woman he was going around with, Nikki Barrett. Did you ever meet her?
I met her.
What did you think?
What's the difference? I was prejudiced.
I'll allow for that.
In the old days, they used to believe in witches, vampires. Some of them were very beautiful, and they'd lure a man on, and then destroy him.
And you think she did something like that to Ed?
No, you weren't out this way during the time he knew her. You weren't around him to see how he changed.
No. Oddly enough, the one time I was through here about 3 months ago, Ed was unexpectedly called away on business.
He wasn't called away. He was avoiding you. He knew he was getting in too deep.
How did he meet her?
She came to the office with a life insurance claim. $50,000. Her husband had just died. I knew her type from the minute she walked in. A grieving widow, all in black, and looking like a Powers model. And he just melted down and laid his head under her foot. That was the start of it.
Why'd she come to him? Unless she had a disputed claim.
It was a double indemnity clause. Her husband had been killed in an accident.
Her husband, too, huh?
What do you mean?
Ed Morgan died in an accident. Remember? Item 7, $1.15, taxi from Lisa's apartment to the Deckman building on Montgomery Street. It was after 10 and the financial district was nearly deserted. The canyons between the tall buildings were hollow and empty. A cold wind was blowing off the bay. Or maybe it was blowing out of the past. An old, old past, dead and far away. The pattern was beginning to look familiar. Too familiar. Lord, the woman gave me the forbidden apple to eat. Ed, too, it seemed. The same old whine, the same old dodge. And yet there was something not quite right about that pattern.
My accountant runs into some funny ones, Mr. Dollar. This Morgan case here is one of them.
How do you mean, Mr. Woodson?
Well, the way he was going about it, for one thing. Running hog wild, as you might say. Of course, as I said on the phone, his general scheme was pretty clever. He certainly knew standard procedures.
Well, he'd been with the company a long time.
Well, now, these payoff checks on claims, of course, they were sent out from Hartford in care of this office. So what Morgan did was open a disbursement account in the bank here, then sign and deposit the checks and draw out the money in cash chargeable to direct disbursement funds under his own name.
Mr. Woodson.
Now, of course, the canceled checks would return to Hartford, but since they were countersigned to disbursement, they wouldn't even be processed. Instead, they'd be returned to Morgan. So, you see, there'd be no evidence
Look,
in Hartford.
Mr. Woodson, I'll accept the fact that Ed was clever. But what did you mean there was something funny in the way he was going about it?
Well, he must have known it couldn't last. It was a good scheme for a short time, but it carried the seeds of its own destruction.
In what way?
Complaints. Some of these claims are 4 months old, and legitimate claims. Morgan couldn't stall these people off forever.
Oh, I see.
Only other embezzlement case I worked on that was similar was a man who worked a quick swindle for a blackmail payoff. He knew he'd probably get caught, but he just had to take the chance.
Yeah, you may have stumbled onto something, Mr. Woodson.
Oh, is that so? You mean it ties in with that file folder you've been studying there?
Oh, I don't know. It's an investigation report on an accidental death happened about a year ago. Ed Morgan handled the insurance claim and got to know the widow. He'd been running around with her for several months just before his death.
I don't quite see the... Oh, of course. Mr. Morgan also died in an accident.
Unless he was murdered.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, $80,000 and a beautiful girl, both missing. Then one of the two is found and a bombshell explodes. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
The Confidential Matter, which originally played out in September 1956. We'll have the third installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and announcer Hugh Brundage held that same job over on the Academy Award Theater. Then later in life was the news director for a Southern California radio and television station owned by a singing cowboy. Can you name that movie star? I'll provide the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code King99.
Why, it's almost like being in love.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for four CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code KING99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember, promo code KING99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, I was talking about announcer Hugh Brundage. We heard him on Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. But in the 1960s, he went to work as a news director for both KPMC Radio and KTLA Television, owned by a singing cowboy. His name, Gene Autry. I'm your host, Greg Bell. Please remember to check us out online at WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.